Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Supreme Court ruling that just came out in the last few hours is really bad news. Poor gun owners. You see, all previous rulings by the Supreme Court had clearly stated that it was an absolute right to self-defense, and we had the common law, and we had the state laws that you could openly carry, you could conceal carry, you could have firearms in your vehicle. And then Chicago, New York, other mob boss crime systems, big city crime systems, banned their quarry, banned the prey that live there from owning firearms to defend themselves. The wolves said, we want sheep that are very easy to basically devour. We don't want men that can fight back against us. And we don't want sheepdogs in our community who've got teeth as well. So what we want is disarmed slaves. And I heard the Violence Policy Center ahead on a radio show this morning on CBS News. And I was watching some television this morning as well, and they had the Brady campaign on. And they were reading the subsections by Alito and others with Republicans like this. Who needs Bill Clinton? Who needs Al Gore? Who needs the crazed sex poodle, as he's now known in the media? Who needs them? And I've got his quotes here, noting that cities can engage in whatever Second Amendment restrictions they wish, as well as states, up and to banning firearms anywhere but in your home, registered and locked up. And they can restrict the type of firearms. You can basically have maybe a .22 caliber single shot rifle that's locked up with a biometric key access system. I mean, that's basically what the feds are pushing for. So, yes, if you can jump through 100 flaming hoops, dance on the head of a pin, and then dance underneath a blue moon and frolic with leprechauns, Easter bunnies, and unicorns, then maybe if the local sheriff says okay, like in New York City, then maybe you can have a firearm if you're a Goldman Sachs executive that's ripped off a bunch of people and now needs one to protect themselves from all the families they ruined. As Bloomberg reported a few months ago, Goldman Sachs high-level employees are all being instantly given firearms permits. Oh, you're mafia? Oh, you rob people? Oh, you're like us? Sure, City of New York says here's guns for you, but not for all the regular slaves. So that's how they operate. So I thought I'd go over this. Justices extend gun owner rights nationwide. Oh, they extend. They give it to us. And so basically what they're doing is saying, look, these lower courts have said there's an absolute ban on it. And no, we're saying that if you can find the magic pass through the mountains, if you can scale Mount Everest with your arms tied behind your back and with your legs chopped off, then you may be able to get a firearm. Again, if you can scale Mount Everest with your arms tied behind your back and your legs chopped off, or if you're a Goldman Sachs executive. So this is how they spin things. Justices extend gun owner rights nationwide. The court was split along familiar ideological lines, with five conservative, moderate justices in favor of gun rights and four liberals opposed. Elena Kagan's for an outright ban on the Second Amendment, and she says make speech the government doesn't like disappear, if it's for the greater good, of course. And she'll decide the good with that huge camel hump hanging beneath her neck. But they've prettied her up, though. They've put some little earrings on her and a necklace and some makeup. Makes her look more nightmarish. Looks like John Wayne Gacy dressed up in his clown outfit.
Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The John Wayne look-alike, John Wayne Gacy look-alike, that is, Elena Kagan is up for her confirmation hearings today. I could see her being confirmed to something like the North Korean court. I could see her being confirmed, if we could put her in a time machine, to one of Joe Stalin's courts. But to the United States Supreme Court? Well, yes, times are a-changing. And the way the corporate spin doctors work is they have the Supreme Court rule that lower courts cannot 100% bar citizens from owning firearms. But in the words of Justice Alito, limits by no means or eliminates their ability to devise solutions to social problems that suit local needs and values. So that's democracy. If your local town or your state wants to completely ban your right to own guns, and that's what the ruling states clearly, then your Second Amendment goes bye-bye in a big way. And that's what the Violence Policy Center is saying. That's what the Brady campaign to disarm the slaves campaign is saying as well. So we're going to be covering that today. Again, senators are signaling contentious hearing on Supreme Court nominee, but Republicans are saying they do intend to not put up a fight blocking her confirmation, but are going to raise issues concerning the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, because on both fronts, she has said that she believes they can basically be restricted down to nothing. And I think she'll fit nicely on the court because you've already had four of the supposed liberals narrowly being beaten by the five so-called conservatives. And imagine four of the Supreme Court justices ruled in the case that was announced today, but they ruled months ago, that they would completely ban all guns in America. They argued, as the Attorney General argued, as Elena Kagan has argued, as Janet the Butcher of Waco, Reno argued, as Barack Obama as a state senator and a federal senator argued, as Rahm Emanuel has argued, for the complete and total ban on firearms for civilians. That's code for blood bags. The government's the vampires. We are seen as a Big Mac and fries. We are seen as their food. Government's food. This is how it works in most other nations. We are slaves to them, and slaves are not armed worldwide. People aren't armed in North Korea. That's an instant death sentence. People weren't armed in Stalin's era. They weren't armed under Mao Zedong or in China today. It's very simple. Very elementary. And so now they're teaching police nationwide with the last federal ruling a year ago and now this ruling. Yes, you can have a gun in very rare, limited situations when we give it to you as a privilege. If you're a good little local government criminal who's retired or a Goldman Sachs executive, you can have a boom boom. And, of course, then you've got all the money for your own private security who get special licenses. We see this now where private security is used at the G20 in Pittsburgh, used in Toronto. They're armed. They're grabbing citizens off the streets. All these mercenaries can do whatever they want. The Pentagon announces they'll kill U.S. citizens whenever they want inside the United States or anywhere else for that matter. But you don't have a right to defend yourself. You're meant to crawl into a ditch and die after you're done being bled by Big Daddy government. Speaking of Big Daddy, I heard a reporter on the radio this morning on the local news, quoting Senator Byrd of West Virginia as Big Daddy, as he was known in West Virginia, for bringing money into the state. Yeah, government's done real good for West Virginia, one of the poorest in the nation. Big Daddy, anti-gun, anti-sovereignty, former member of the Ku Klux Klan. But he was against Hampton Get. I mean, blind hogs are occasionally do find acorns. Broken clocks are right twice a day. But he's died, of course, the longest serving senator for over half a century. He died early this morning. And that is throwing a wrench in the financial reform bill, which even the Washington Post admits allows the Federal Reserve unlimited power to seize any financial institution they wish and feed it into their criminal combine. Throw them into the wood chipper. And take over all your local banking systems and take over your local businesses. And, the Washington Post, in their own analysis, said unlimited authority to create any rules they wish, which means extra legislative laws. Well, he was the 60th vote that they needed. Got to have those 60s, on a spending bill or filibuster proof. And now it's thrown the whole thing into question. But I'm sure they'll get some new interim appointee in there who'll get up there and pull the lever for the financial dictatorship to fully take over the United States. I mean, they already had their whole body inside the tent. The camel was already inside the tent, and we were about 90% pushed out of the tent. All that we had left in the tent was our nose. So our nose was left in the tent. The entire camel was in the tent, but its tail. And with this legislation, now the entire camel, including its tail and all of its manure, will be inside the tent, and we will be fully outside the tent in the sandstorm of the global depression. And for anybody that knows about Sahara sandstorms, they can blow at 130 miles an hour and cut the flesh right off your body to the bone. But the Goldman Sachs bankers about to appoint Elena Kagan, a.k.a. John Wayne Gacy. I mean, she literally looks like John Wayne Gacy. It's very frightening. John Wayne Gacy in drag instead of a clown outfit. I just noticed the striking resemblance, and I search engine the term, and when we're later live on TV, I'm gonna. Guys, am I right? Does she not look like John Wayne Gacy? A little bit. Well, yeah, that's not the main photo I saw her where it really looks like it. It's where she's smiling downward with the jowls puffing out around her, like a walrus cheeks, and like she has 100 gallons of cream gravy in that. Almost, it's almost like she's a demonic pelican, and it just swings and jostles down there, and then little government vampires come up and drink the pus gravy out of her giant callow bag. Oh, boy. I mean, what a monster, ladies and gentlemen. Openly says she can disappear your speech. Openly says you have no right to own a gun. And we already have 4 traitors on the court. I mean, who openly say they would completely ban the Second Amendment down to nothing. And I heard the Republican leader of the Senate on the radio this morning saying that, well, we're probably not going to block her, but we're going to have tough questions. I mean, they should be saying, no way. This woman is a monster. She's against our cherished First Amendment and our cherished Second Amendment and against our cherished Fourth Amendment. I mean, this woman is a monster, a serial killer of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's like some type of mini-me of Janet Reno. She does look like Janet Reno, too. I mean, I don't usually judge a book by its cover, but, I mean, John Wayne Gacy looks scary, and so does Kagan. I wonder if she dresses up as a demonic clown. Maybe we can have Phil do a quick clown job on her. Yeah, but he loves to do things so perfectly. He's a great graphics guy, but just slap some blue triangles on each eye. And just in fact, give that photograph a John Wayne Gacy look. Let's slap on Infowars.com on it side by side with John Wayne Gacy, and let's get it up on Infowars.com by the last hour of the show today. I think we can do it. Hell, I can go into Photoshop and give her a little clown outfit. She's thinking about your guns, your private property right there in that photo. Oh, it's going to be fun once she gets you in those handcuffs of tyranny. Oh, boy. Oh, there's nothing a psychopath loves in heaven. You just where they like you, so they can take their time getting all the goodies. John Wayne Kagan. John Wayne Gacy Kagan. Supreme Empress of the New World Order. She's never been a judge. But see, that's all part of the sick joke. Hey, she's a tyrant. Yeah, she's silly and ignorant and looks like she got run over by an 18-wheeler, but she hates America, and that's enough. You know, they say in Full Metal Jacket, Private Joker's silly and is ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. Well, Elena Kagan may be stupid, may be uglier than sin, but she hates the First and Second Amendment and everything else this country stands for, so she's in there. All right, I'm really being nasty today. I just can't look at these people anymore. Oh, my gosh. My friends, I have got seven stacks, giant stacks of news here in front of me. And I promise to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. In the last hour, we're going to talk to a bunch of activists at the G20. 1.2 billion, the CBC reports out of Canada. The feds are back in the news, and CNN and ABC promoting more H1N1 shots. The same mutation as last year. Had no effect to help you last year and was toxic. The courts have ruled, and top scientists and bodies and the European Union Medical Commission, headed up by Dr. Wolfgang Woodrag. And it's admittedly a hoax. The British Medical Journal has come out and said it was a hoax. And they think you're so dumb, they're back on the news saying, take last year's stock. They've got tens of millions of dosages in England and the U.S. and Europe nobody would take. Record numbers refuse to take it. And so they're running around saying, we need you to take last year's shot this year. And, of course, there's a certain group of idiots out there that'll line up and take it again. All right, it's all coming up. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jam-packed Monday transmission. Oh, my gosh, we're just minutes away from Elena Kagan, the demonic pelican. Her jowls filled with the souls of all her slaves, taking the stand.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to.
Hundreds of reporters bowing down, everyone electrifying the room with energy. The demonic pelican, somebody's dad, somebody's boyfriend that I shouldn't be talking about, is about to take the stage. She hates our freedom. I'm supposed to bow down to her. I'm an American. I love the printing press. I love muskets, ball, and powder. I love George Washington. I love Thomas Jefferson. I need to learn to bow down to the demonic pelican. I shouldn't make fun of the demonic pelican. She's somebody's daddy.
Just not your kind.
Why can't we just brush all these little pot-bellied, gravy-filled, jowled creatures out of our way? Why can't we just take our government back and our republic back? Why can't we find our red blood again and stop submitting to their domestication? I'll be the first in line. And it's gonna work this time. Oh, peace sells. But who's buying? Peace sells, but who's buying? Oh, no, not Kagan. Taking the stage, the destroyer of the Constitution, the destroyer of the Republic, the God of the New World Order. This is what we're meant to bow down to. This is what we're supposed to worship. This is what the land of the free and home of the brave has been reduced to. Well, this is what I say to the demonic pelican. This is what I say!
Peace sells, but who's buying?
hospitality has turned us into a bunch of broke-back slaves cowed by every form of tyranny under the sun and new ones these globalists are inventing. I will not allow that demonic pelican to perch up on my back and pluck the eyes of liberty from my skull. They have given us false heroes. They have set up systems of weakness. We're not putting up with it anymore. All right, I got to settle down and come back and cover the news. I'm just out of control today, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. I just see the Supreme Court ruling, and I read the actual decision, and it says, oh, you have a right to turn your guns in. You have a right. I mean, they actually say in the ruling, well, Chicago can basically still have guns be banned. They've just got to allow people to have a procedure to attempt to go through all the regulations to maybe sometimes get a firearm. Because, see, the elites have decided they still want to be able to own their own guns. So they want it nebulous enough where, look, I'm not going to live as a slave, okay? I'm not going to live so a bunch of criminal Kinlay Madoff types can sit there and rob me blind because they think I'm stupid. And I'll tell you, it's a godsend that Robert Byrd went ahead and finally went to hell because I don't like to see anybody die, but this will throw a monkey wrench into their total private Federal Reserve takeover of the entire economy, which even the Washington Post admits, but in a good way, they say, is what is in the financial reform bill. Oh, you want to get the Federal Reserve back for stealing trillions, not saying where it went? Well, here, let's just give them total control over every other area of the economy, not just banking. Yes, and then the article admits $600 trillion in derivatives. Many experts we have on say it was 1.5 quadrillion a year ago, that it's now 2,000 trillion. That's quadrillion. It used to be hard to say the billion word. I'd be talking about billions and say millions. It was thousands, consequently millions, consequently billions, consequently trillions, consequently quadrillions. And then quadrillion, quadrillions, 2 quadrillion. Yeah, we're going to be like Zimbabwe, ladies and gentlemen, and then the government will still perch up there as our savior, and the dim-eyed, fluoride, brain-damaged public will lick the boots of the new messianic Republican leader lining up for the next 2 years. This Republican court sold out the Second Amendment. We've got witnesses who've been down at the G20/G8 takeover of Toronto that cost $1.2 billion for the three-day event. And we've caught the police in Canada, very near Toronto, in Ottawa, in Montebello, a suburb of Ottawa, staging attacks on their own officers. We've caught police in Seattle setting fire to their trash cans and things, posing as anarchists. We've caught them in Italy. We've caught them in Greece. We've caught them in England, in London. The list just goes on and on. And I do have some reports here. I've got one out of CTV News, national television, where it just describes how it's very suspicious. And a lot of people are saying they believe it was provocateur. Burn a few cars. Then instead of the G20 getting $1.2 billion in security in the next city, they'll get $2 billion. Burn a couple more cars, get $3 billion. And then they use that to militarize and federalize and privatize, internationalize the local police. Wherever the bankers go, the exact same phenomenon is carried out. This is as staged and as fake as Elena Kagan wearing lipstick and earrings. Elena Kagan in drag, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I just can't handle it anymore. Oh, boy. I mean, these people are criminals. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for our private property. They've already destroyed the dollar. The country's dead already financially unless we reverse this system. I told you a decade ago when they started selling these derivatives that it was designed to implode our economy and bring down the nation, because I'd seen it done in Latin America, I'd seen it done in Africa, I'd seen it done in Asia. We know what these derivatives do. We know what the IMF and World Bank does. And I had all these economists on over the years, George Humphrey and Tarpley and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, Humphrey going back 12 years ago talking about derivatives, but they really were just at that point making the change. They had some forms of them, but not as 100% fraudulent as they are now. I mean, they're more than 100%. They're not just fraudulent, they're destructively fraudulent. They're acidic, they're explosive, they're black holes designed to destroy economies. And now it's all over the news. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the London Telegraph, all announcing top economists, financial analysts saying we're in a depression. Well, a depression is three quarters of sustained recession with an above 20% unemployment rate. That's one of the classic benchmarks. So the media lies, the government lies and says we have a 9.8. My friends, every private analyst, every private group that looks at this says 22 to 25, okay? It's probably about 23 to 24. But regardless, it's in the low 20s, okay? That is a depression. And here is the New York Times today, Paul Krugman. The third depression is the headline. We are now, I fear, in the early stages of a third depression. It will probably look more like the Long Depression than the much more severe Great Depression. But the cost to the world economy and all, to millions of lives blighted by the absence of jobs, will nonetheless be immense. And I agree with Krugman. Let's hope it's a Japanese-style long depression that they've had since the late 80s. Let's hope that it is something similar to what we've seen in Japan in the last 20 years. Let's hope it's just a long, sustained degeneration, because a full-on total collapse will be explosive. And that is unfortunately what is starting to shape up. I hope this is the case, and a lot of evidence shows it tending towards this, because the country was so wealthy. There is so much still private property. It'll take a long time for the government to steal it all and give it to offshore banks. But you can better believe things are going to be a lot worse for all Americans from here on out. Because just like Greece, we are run by criminals, the same crooks. And we are not saying no to the tyranny like Iceland. We are not saying no to the tyranny like other nations have done. We are going straight down. It's like we have bowling ball, cement shoes, and the American people are sitting on the dock. There's 100-foot deep water right off the dock. And we're putting on huge lead cannonball shoes. And I'm saying, look, you don't want to jump in the water. I mean, you really want to take those shoes off. It's dangerous to be on a dock wearing 50-pound lead shoes, 50 pounds apiece. If you fall in the water, you're going to shoot to the bottom. You are going to die. Do not put those on. Stop it. Stop it. World government's bad. Letting foreign banks take over and run things is bad. These people are crooks. Madoff was one of their top minions. Look out. Look out. You're like, I'll show you, conspiracy theorist, as you put the lead shoes on and jump in the water. Here's a better analogy. It's like a long dock out in the middle of a frigid lake 100 feet deep. And we've watched all these third world countries be held down and have the globalist fit the bowling ball, cannonball, lead weight shoes on them and then throw them off the dock. And then now the same bankers have walked up to us and invited us out on the dock in 1913. And the last 97 years has been the long walk out to the end of the dock. And now with the October takeover and the trillion stolen, they fitted the bowling balls, lead weights onto our shoes. And now they've got us stood up on the edge of the dock. And we can see bubbles coming up from the last, you know, countries thrown into the frigid, icy water. And I'm on the shore with a bullhorn saying, no, no, don't struggle, fight back. Don't let them throw you over. And the government looks at you and says, be trendy, be cool. I don't want to have to call you a racist. I don't want to have to call you a terrorist. And the American people are looking at the banker saying, throw me in then. In fact, can I lick your boots first?
And the banker's like, sure, go ahead and lick my boots a little before I shove you into the water. And I'm going to shove your children in, too. You're like, oh, thank you, government. Thank you. I'm so domesticated. I love everything you do to me. It's so much fun. Oh, thank you.
Why does this have to happen? Why do we have to be ruled by crooks and scam artists and fraudsters? Why are we letting them openly train the police to take on gun owners and landowners? Why? Why are we so pathetic? Because from the time of being children, set in front of the television to crap our diapers, the American people have been drinking sodium fluoride and eating GMO food and being injected full of mercury and viruses and everything else that's in the vaccines. And we have been taught to value football and baseball and dramas and sitcoms and Hollywood. And we've been caught to act like little children and to giggle and laugh and go to the bar every night and get drunk and never have a care in the world. We're not serious. Our ancestors gave us milk and honey. Our ancestors gave us a promised land. Our ancestors gave us the Gutenberg press and private property and liberty and free men owning arms. And now we have squandered it all away. We have sold our birthright for a bowl of soup, a bowl of soup that the New World Order has poisoned. We have given it all away in fraud. Let me use a more modern analogy. It's like the new Rumpelstiltskin Shrek 3, where Shrek gives it all away to the slick-talking Rumpelstiltskin. And I have to sit here and know that our government's far worse than the fictitious Rumpelstiltskin. I have to sit here and watch an army of demonic pelicans, just drunk on our blood, having their way with us. And I, for one, am sick of these people. We need to hate them. We need to disdain them. We need to beat the drum that they are illegitimate criminals. And if we just keep beating that drum and never shut up and face the horror of what we've been incrementally snugged into. I mean, we've dug our own graves. We're in the grave now. The New World Order standing above us, urinating on us. And I, for one, am sick of it. That didn't rain, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Oh, now I've got a headache. I mean, this is really upsetting me. Okay, I don't even want to be here at the show today. I mean, this is so horrible and makes me so angry that I probably shouldn't even be on the air today because I'm really worried about what I'm going to say and what I'm going to do. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I'm mad. And you should be mad, too. Because that is evidence of the fact that your brain, your psyche, your spirit, your soul knows that we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We've got an oppressive police state hanging over us to enforce at gunpoint the robberies that are taking place by these corrupt feudal lords that are over us. Now, I'm going to give you the phone number, and we're going to take your phone calls, and just I'm going to take a lot of them. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us worldwide. Here, my friends, the good news is there is a big awakening happening. People are getting serious. They are focusing. And that's why the establishment is openly now saying, yes, we're going to have kill switches. Yes, we're going to control ISPs. Yes, we're going to block what you can see. Yes, we're taking over the web. Yes, it's Chinese-style control. That's Lieberman's own words. It's all happening. It's all happening. They know you're rising. They know you found your legs. They know you're wiping the sleep out of your eyes, spiritually, psychologically, physically. They can hear your engine fire up like a 450-horsepower Hemi. And they can hear that roar coming through those pipes. And they are scared, ladies and gentlemen. And so they're going to start World War III with Iran. They're going to hammer the economy down. I mean, I was reading this morning where there's Taiwanese giant skimmers that one ship that they've been offering us for over a month and a half that's been waiting, that this one ship can remove more oil a day than all the other ships involved. That's why Obama blocked the Dutch, the Norwegians, the Taiwanese. They've got these mega ships. And it's confirmed that they're never going to let them help. They're never going to let the cities and counties and states.
I heard the governor this morning in Mississippi where it's finally hitting the estuaries and the bays, and they could have just simply blocked it by putting sand berms up. But the environmentalists said, no, they're not environmentalists. They're feudal lords. You understand that? It's about them telling you if you can wipe your hind end. It's about the government. For you to breathe, you got to pay a tax to these people. You understand? We always joke about, may I have permission to breathe? Yes, you got to pay us a carbon tax on that because you're exhaling a poison, as Bill Gates said. That's why I put an image of humans up on the screen at the TED convention 2 months ago and said, we've got to lower this down to zero to stop the carbon. Everybody laughed. All the little globalists. It's like, ha, 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 ha. We're talking about mass killing. No one will get it. They're so stupid when they watch this on internet. And I'm supposed to sit here as a red-blooded male. I mean, I'm red-blooded, folks. I mean, isn't everybody like me? I know a lot of you out there are. I know growing up in high school and college, I ran into a lot of people where I lived in North Texas that if you looked at them wrong, they'd start trying to beat the daylights out of you. And boy, let me tell you, you better fight them with everything you had or you're going to go to the hospital. It was you or them. What? But how can you get a man fighting mad if somebody says something smart mouth to their girlfriend or somebody cuts them off in traffic? But these people can poison your water, poison your food, steal your whole future, debase your currency, rob you through inflation, and you can't get angry because you're under a spell. You're under mind control. What's a secret society? That's a thousand-year-old name for an intelligence agency. What's a spell? A spell's just mind control. A spell's a mind trick. Hypnotized, a game. You're in a trance, folks. Look, I'm not in a trance, okay? How am I who's red-blooded? How am I, a red-blooded person, not supposed to get angry here? How am I not supposed to be crazed with concern and animating energy to resist these people? We're a nation of lazy slugs, myself included. We always pass the job on to somebody else. We always pass the initiative on to somebody else. We always wait till tomorrow and then wait till next week and then wait till next year. There isn't time. There isn't time. There isn't time. It's worse than I thought. And I have confirmed there is no doubt that since April 20th, how many days is that? Guys, do the calculator. What's 28 days? We're the 28th day of June. And then what was it, 30 days in May or 31? I forget. Let's just say 30 and 20. So how many days is that? How many days since the oil spill? What's 28, 30, and 20? How many? 78 days. 78 days. 2.5 months. 78 days that's happened. And you've got all Vanguard, the president's own mutual fund, where almost all his money's invested, his $10 million plus dollars. You've got Goldman Sachs dumping 44% of their stock. You've got the CEO of BP dumping 33 plus percent, over a third, is what the media reported. You've got all these other funds just dumping BP in the week before. You've got this strange modification that was done on the wellhead 2 hours before it blew up. You've got all the secrecy. You've got the engineers on board who are on record in the Coast Guard trial they had almost a month ago, the Coast Guard hearing, saying they had told them months before this was going to cause an explosion, and the well had indeed already ruptured weeks before, and they gave them more orders that they said would cause an explosion. A lot of times when the globalists stage something, they just give someone an order that they know will cause a chain reaction. Then there's plausible deniability. And then if that wasn't enough, for at least 70 days of the 78, because I remember a week into it, there were counties, there were states, there was the cities. They were out there knowing that, especially in Louisiana with those estuaries where most of their fishing goes on, you know, huge marshlands, huge brackish areas full of shrimp and fish and where a lot of their fishing goes on. And the Fed said, you know what, 10 miles in, we now declare us federal. 10 miles into land, you can't block. Because first they tried to block right out at the ocean. They'd say, no, you're not blocking that at the ocean. And they'd have ways for the fish to swim around out of the brackish areas. It would just have a brake line in front so they could, you know, catch the oil there. And the feds said no. And then Dutch and Taiwanese and other ships arrived, giant ships designed for this that could scoop up one of these things they were reporting could pump in 50,000 barrels a day. 50,000 barrels a day. By one estimate, I've seen that one ship can get about 10% of the oil coming out each day. And there's scores. There's more than 30 ships of similar type, these new modern mega ships that could come and could already be here and doing this over a month ago. And the government says, no, we're not going to get rid of the Jones Act for an emergency waiver for Gulf relief. They could do instantly. No, we're not going to let the counties and states fix it. No, these are terrorists. And you know why? They can't wait till the first hurricane comes into the Gulf. Thank God Alex turned away towards Mexico. They can't wait until it drives those hundreds of millions of gallons of oil up onto our beaches and they get to declare an emergency and pass their stinking carbon tax. Oh, you don't want their carbon tax? They're going to teach you a lesson. They blew that oil well and they can't wait for that oil to come ashore and you're not going to stop them. Senator Sessions was just doing his opening statement at Kagan. She's wearing a giant blue clown dress. I'm not exaggerating. It literally looks like it's about 20 sizes too big for her. It looks like something out of Alice in Wonderland that the Wicked Queen would wear. Her head looks like something out of Beetlejuice, you know, the shrunken head people. I mean, it doesn't look like it. This is like a Beetlejuice nightmare. This woman is maybe like a demonic entity, an interdimensional shapeshifter. I'm starting to believe David Icke here for a moment. I'm joking about that, folks. I'm not joking about her. Look, her head looks smaller than her hands. They just showed a shot of her, and I'm actually starting to have hallucinations looking at her. And she is sitting there with this arrogant, angry look on her face, even as other senators grovel to her. And I've never seen anyone in a confirmation hearing look like this. She has an arrogant stance, wearing a giant clown outfit. She is unable to smile. And they've tried to doll her up a bit, which makes her only look more cartoonish. But again, I don't care how she looks, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the issue. This woman is a tyrant. This woman worships this Israeli judge who Judge Bork called the worst judge in the world, who believes judges should make law and rule as tyrants. This woman is anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech. I mean, what more do I have to say? You've heard the quotes. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. I just can't handle it anymore. We were going to go to Wayne and from 1380 AM in Tennessee, but he just hung up. And Derek, Mark, Dan, Jim, Alex, we're going to get to everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Here, let's fade up a little bit of this audio right now of Lord Kagan, our new ruler.
We can all agree that your decisions will impact society long after you have left the court. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes put it plainly, and I quote, "Presidents come and go, but the Supreme Court goes on forever."
That's
enough.
That
is why it is so important for us.
Man, guys, is it just me or is she like in a stare down with the senators? Like the Chicago mob has told them, look, you're all going to vote for her. We're going to tell folks about what you did last summer. I mean, I have never seen, this woman is a dictator. I mean, she is just swollen. Does she not look swollen and like she's on a power trip up there? Is there no end to the humiliation that this country has to go through? You know, the government makes us do things that seem absurd because once they've trained you to do something absurd, you'll pull it up with anything. I mean, I have to sit here and watch this woman with a scowl on her face hatefully stare down the Senate that she has total contempt for. She can't wait to be on that court for 30, 40 years. That's why they're putting her in there. She's young, literally never done anything but been a government bureaucrat and a minion. I can't believe the way she's looking at these people. Oh, I guess she's been told she can do whatever she wants. I'm surprised she doesn't just... Never mind. Let's fade up the audio a little bit more here.
Each nominee to a test of judicial excellence, and your nomination will be no different. First, a nominee must demonstrate that she has the competence, character, integrity, and temperament necessary for any judge or justice.
They put her forward as a joke.
Not only
they put her forward as a joke on us,
mind, but also willing to decide cases with an open mind.
I can't look at her anymore. To get it off screen, I'm serious. It's driving me into a rage right now. This person will not rule me and my family. I am not your slave, you sack of pus. You degenerate, gun-grabbing, America-hating thug. Get in a teleportation machine. Go back to Nazi Germany where you'd be more happy, where judges did rule for the Fuhrer. Why don't you go in a time machine back to Stalin and lick his boots? Why don't you get out of my country, you sack of worm, rotten, degenerate, rat-filled trash, you verminous viper? We'll be back in 1 minute with the second hour.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Senator Byrd of West Virginia lost his tenuous grasp to this plane of existence. I wonder what tunnel he went down or up. Down the black tunnel or up the glistening white tunnel? You think Senator Byrd sprouted a little white angel wings and flapped up to Valhalla? Or do you think he's now dining with Beelzebub? So he's gone. A specter who looks like he's the Walking Dead is getting ready to ask Kagan questions the next 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to cut to that feed because it'll be a parting gasp from Specter thrown out in the primary. Another stab at the heart of America. He stabbed the country in the heart so many times. The Supreme Court has ruled that governments have a right to take your guns. Now, the public is running around going, "Hey, we got our right. The government gave it to us. We won. We won." Nobody's got guns in D.C. a year and a half after they overthrew that. Nobody's got guns in other areas of the country where they've disarmed their quarry. What this does is it says, look, you just can't outright say there's no Second Amendment. Yes, you can write regulations that make it impossible to own guns. And that's what Alito said. So I guess with people like Alito, why not just have Kagan in there? Just have it done with. I mean, have her openly run around wallowing on the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. You got the government already moving to shut down the internet publicly. I mean, let's just get real here. Let's just call it what it is. Let's call a spade a spade. It's tyranny. All right, we're going to come back from break. This is a short segment, and I promise I'm going to go directly to your calls. It was shaking me up looking at Kagan, though. I mean, I don't like looking at tyrants, and I can't stand looking at male tyrants, female tyrants, but there's something archetypal about the goblin witch, the image of just a thug, a usurper, a nobody, just dredged up out of the bottom of a cesspit and then stuck in a blue dress up there in front of us, festooned with pearls, who literally has had everything given to her in her life because she's a tyrant, and who is a complete cog, a complete machine, a wind-up toy, a robot of tyranny, who in every writing praises judges in foreign countries that are known as global superstars of tyranny and judicial oppression. It's unbelievable how unqualified she is, how pathetic she is, how tyrannical she is. It's a joke. I'm like Robbie the Robot where I can't compute something and smoke just starts coming out of my ears at this point. I just can't handle it anymore. And I know you can't handle it anymore. But we got to be smart. We got to be cold. And we've got to apply ourselves every day to take back our cities, our counties, our states, and the federal government so we can kick these parasite New World Order people out of our country. So we can get the rule of law and the Bill of Rights and Constitution back. So these mega corporations and big central banks that have carried out all these crimes can be brought to justice, because we're not going to have any rest or any freedom or any liberty or any chance at a free life. I mean, I always wanted freedom, folks. That's why I got involved at, 21 in the fight for liberty, when most people were out chasing skirts and getting drunk. I'd done a little bit of that and it wasn't fulfilling. I knew liberty was under attack, but let me tell you, when I started having children, in the last 8.5 years. Things totally changed. A whole new dimension of outrage and disgust entered my psyche. And I will not have my children being slaves of groups of criminals that combine forces together with all their fancy PR to sell slavery down my throat. I will not be your slave. I don't care if you give me toilet water and tell me it's lemonade. I know what it is. And I'm not drinking it, Kagan. I'm not drinking it, Obama. I'm not drinking it, Mitt Romney. I'm not buying it anymore. I don't care if you're reading off a teleprompter and wearing a $5,000 suit. It's over. I know you're a group of swindling crooks, and I want you out of my life, you parasites. Do you understand, you degenerate scum? We will defeat you. Do you understand, trash?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is a ominous portend that Senator Byrd, the champion of the New World Order, died today as they bring forth another enabler of evil and tyranny, Elena Kagan. We're going to be covering that throughout the broadcast. In fact, let's just fade up. Let's just fade up the hearing here for people again for just a moment. Here's some of the groveling that's going on towards her.
Of what's important to the Republicans and what is important to the Democrats when it comes to our judiciary and who sits on it.
Absolutely. And the suggestion that came from Senator Sessions, the lead Republican on the Judiciary Committee, is that she is potentially an activist judge. It was very interesting. He said other people who have served in political life in America before becoming a Supreme Court nominee. For example, Chief Justice Roberts worked for Ronald Reagan, for example. But he said there's a difference here, and the difference is that she was actually involved in domestic policy advocacy. And there you get into issues like partial birth abortion. And he said specifically that she was the one who convinced Clinton to veto such a ban on partial birth abortion.
Yeah, that's country. Enough. They've cut away from the hearings. We can go to C-SPAN if we want to hear them. But she openly says that judges, in writings that we've read on air, you've seen it in the news, it's been all over the web, she's written published papers. These aren't emails to friends. These are published law papers where she believes judges should make law. I mean, right there. This would be like putting an alcoholic in charge of a liquor store. Oh, Bob, you're 57 years old. You've been drinking since you were 12. You're a complete alcoholic. You're starting to have liver failure. You almost died last time you got off alcohol. You've been sober for 6 months. Let's put you in as a checkout counter person at the local liquor store. Or no, better, let's make you a bartender. Yeah, you're an alcoholic. You were such an alcoholic, the last time you went off of it, you had seizures, Bob. Let's send you to the Bartending School of America. And you could be out in 6 weeks and bartending. I think bartending would be a good job for you. You've got a woman. You know what? I apologize. I'm going to your calls. I am just marveling right now. I guess I shouldn't marvel. I mean, I marvel when Federal Reserve head, Treasury head, brokerage firm heads, one after the other the last year and a half, get up before Congress and say, we won't tell you where the trillions of dollars went. We just stole it, and that's the end of it. And then one Congressman Stern says to Paulson, he says, well, what about the $218 million you got when you were Treasury Secretary? You gave that to yourself through Goldman Sachs. And he said, well, I gave myself a waiver. And the Congressman said, you gave yourself a waiver. And he said, yeah, I gave myself a waiver. I mean, come on. Oh, God. If they can get away with crimes this big, ladies and gentlemen, none of us are safe. Nothing is safe. Nothing is safe. They're openly announcing they're going to start taking over the Internet. And by the way, the media is all talking about Obama and a kill switch. He can kill the Internet. They're not going to kill the Internet with flipping a switch. They're going to slowly take it over, federalize it, and start incrementally censoring it. We have the Internet 2 global plan for a decade now being implemented in Australia, Italy, and the United States. The Homeland Security and Cybercom, like something out of Transformers, it's called Cyber Command, is meant to take over and kill the web as we know it. The Pentagon is going to launch their own attacks on the web. Kurt Nemo wrote an article almost a year ago at Infowars.com where the Pentagon admitted they run attacks on their own systems. They're going to attack it, shut it down for a few days, then turn it back on and say, see, you were scared, but we ended up saving the internet. And they're also saying in these hearings, the head of Cyber Command, which is, by the way, Pentagon, involved domestically, it's totally illegal, Richard Clark, he's now got his Dr. Evil chrome dome, Mr. Clean hairstyle. He said, well, the corporations have been begging for this. We didn't want to do this. Well, you bet the top five, you know, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, Apple, and a few others, they've all been calling for this takeover of the web, so it's their domain. You better believe the NSA founded all those companies. IBM predates that. That's the big number five. It's a eugenics foundation. You better believe they want this. You better believe they want internet too. They created the consortium in 1999. You better believe this is their plan. You better believe we've read the plan. You better believe we've written hundreds of articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the last decade screaming bloody murder. And guess what? Here we are. It's now we watch nations going under the banks. We watch the roads and water and 600 islands of Greece being handed over to the very banks that rob them. We openly see them raising taxes everywhere. We openly see the news now admitting this is a depression by design. I mean, this is the full-on war. They're going to start the wars. They're going to stage the terror attacks. They're going to block the oil relief so that it can come ashore and create a devastating emergency. This is the order out of chaos. This is the wrecking of society. And then the big corporations that control government, they've got all the private firms in banking and oil cleanup, in law enforcement, in military hardware, in military training that then make the profit out of the collapse and managing every collapse until you are totally bankrupt under their control. And then they're going to launch the next phase, global extermination operations, with the U.S. supplying the battle-hardened murder forces because there won't be any other jobs for your sons. Your daughters will be prostitutes and whores or will be little police officers, and your sons will all be off fighting for the New World Order Empire, coming back with their arms and legs blown off. That's what the future of America. All right, I'm done. Derek in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to briefly discuss a couple topics. Smart meters in California, digital license plates in California, and e-books. First, the smart meters, I think that this is going to be a way to control marijuana growing. Now that they know that the voters in California want marijuana, they want to figure out a mechanism, even if the people
Derek,
don't want
it. I mean, your intuition is correct. They already said that they're using smart meters in Austin, Texas, and in areas of California to track if you're using more power than the number of people that live in the house, and then that's used as evidence for a SWAT team warrant, and they've raided people that are growing plants or have a bunch of fish tanks or are into a bunch of televisions right here in Austin, and then they keep it on the lowdown, but they're already looking at your power bill. But it's more than that. All the new dishwashers, all the new toasters, all the new refrigerators, all the new clothes dryers, all the new computers, by federal regulations, have smart meter hookups in them where everything is going to be tracked, and even your outside air conditioner is going to be radio remote controlled, where the government controls everything going on inside your house. And yes, all the license plates worldwide, the feds are moving globally because it's one big federal government worldwide run by these banks, that yes, government messages about anti-gun, anti-family, pro-Prozac are going to be all, and then soon your car by law is part of attacks. The entire door panels are going to be government brainwashing, where you're totally immersed in government brainwashing because they cannot allow you to unplug from the television. They've got to cram them down your throat. The Pentagon said 20 years ago the model will be what Times Square looks like, where just everything is bombarding you with face scanning cameras that then flash ads up tailor-made to you individually. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I just wanted to, this is like Al Capone style, because the way he did it was, look, if you want to be able to purchase weed, you're going to have to come to me. That's what he did. Or he would blow them to smithereens if they didn't. And the digital license.
No, that's it. No, that's on record. They legalize the pot first. Then Obama comes into California and the feds order them. You will cut 1,500 pot stores down to 50. And then those are all run by local jefes. And then there's still, so there's not enough legal pot areas to supply all the weed. So you have a government controlled, limited, just like with diamonds or oil, cartel. And then you have separately the black market and they shake everybody down on both ends of it.
People like Kagan snarling at us. Just like you were saying earlier, I had to turn the channel myself because I couldn't stand seeing how the woman just snarls. And Chris Matthews this morning talking about gun control, talking about that even in the Old West that you had to check your guns at the city gates. That's not true. People used to walk around with guns all the time.
There was only a few cities during really bad times, and it was generally a corrupt sheriff who would do that because a lot of times the sheriffs became the real outlaws.
Well, Albuquerque announced yesterday, I live in the city of Albuquerque, and they're really pushing this DWI agenda forward. They're saying now that you can be arrested at your home for DWI, even if it happened a month previously, that they need to be able to follow up and investigate. And they had that on the news the other day.
Well, let me go back to all the central points you've made, Derek, because you really have brought up some thought-provoking points. I mean, for those that didn't watch it, and I literally had to turn it off, I've never seen anybody, not a general, not a court nominee, not a cabinet official, I've never seen anyone with this crazed a look, literally snarling with hatred. This woman, that's what I'm saying in her writing, she is a monster. But, I mean, you saw what I was talking about?
Yeah, before you even said it, I was sitting here watching and I was telling my wife, I cannot believe the way that she is just snarling. I had to turn the channel. And then I hear you going on about it, and you, to me, are like a comedian. I've been listening to you for years. I'm a 26-year-old Latin American male, and regardless of what people say about the Tea Party movement, about the conservatives, I'm conservative. And we know what's going on, and we're not going to let them sit there and try to put two different people against each other when our views are exactly the same, you know? And I want to thank you for the work that you've done, and I've opened many people's eyes, you know what I mean, within my community, and I'm on it, and I can't stand this tyranny that they're putting us in. And
well, God bless you.
The e-books that they're coming out with, this is a way to delete history, because when they convert everything to digital media, and then all of a sudden, then Lieberman can have his kill switch, and then they erase history. So what I've done is I've been printing out everything that I've ever once known and been buying books so that you can have that physically to own, and I would advise people to do that. Because
no, that's a point, because they've actually done the studies that within about 10 years, almost all book publishers will not make books anymore unless it's a bestseller, and so you won't be able to get a physical copy, and then over time, they can edit and change the books. I agree with you. Folks, oh my God, I appreciate your call, Derek. We're going to come back and go to Jim, Mark, Dan, Alex, and others. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. As our king, Lord Kagan, is being confirmed by the Senate right now in the hearings. They say they're going to confirm her. I've never seen anybody sit there and scowl at people. I was watching it during the break, almost transfixed. Let's go ahead and go to Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I have a personal call and then a question.
Okay.
Right now, my house is kind of divided. I heard what you're saying about, Alex's conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's my wife's take.
Mm.
My take, I had that a little bit, and I thought you were a little bit ahead of your time. But for the last 6 months, I think you're right on the money, sir.
Well, okay. I don't know what I can say to your wife. I mean, they're openly saying they're going to start taking the internet over and incrementally restricting free speech. They're trying to confirm a lady who says you have no right to own guns and that the government can, quote, disappear speech whenever they want. They're trying to start World War III with Iran. The entire Bill of Rights is being overthrown. Banks have stolen trillions of dollars. We're really in a depression. The media has been lying about that, but major newspapers today, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, London Telegraph, are saying we're in a depression. I mean, sodium fluoride does cause brain damage and massive increases in bone cancer. GMO food, in every major study, the major GMO crops reduces fertility in the rats they feed it to. I mean, what is it specifically that is a conspiracy theory we talk about here? I know that truth is crazy, Believe me, I wish this wasn't real, but what am I supposed to do?
How about the Kagan thing? What about the Second Amendment rights? Can you clarify that for me?
Well, I mean, you can just Google Elena Kagan's Second Amendment statements. And months ago, weeks ago, we read, I don't have them here in front of me. You can pull up her statements about how under the Second Amendment, you know, is a right for the militias, and that's the National Guard, and that she supports. She was making policy in the Clinton administration. She supported partial birth abortion. She supported the assault weapons ban. I mean, she's anti-Second Amendment, and she's made statements saying that she agrees with Attorney General Holder, who argued, and you can pull up his quotes, saying there's no individual right to keep and bear arms, which is the UN position. Which Obama now says he supports. I mean, you can pull those quotes up.
Okay, I want to say one thing in defense of my wife. Okay? She got me a Romanian AK-47 for Valentine's Day because nothing says love like an assault weapon.
Now she got you some type of Mac 90 variant, right? It's semi-automatic.
Oh, no. No. It was a Romanian AK.
So the rifle's fully auto?
No. It's semi-auto, but it's legal.
No, I understand. Only reason I correct you, and I'm sure your wife's a great lady. I mean, she's probably a really nice person and really intelligent, and so truth is stranger than fiction. She has trouble believing it. You know, even until the end of World War II, the average American in our media said that they didn't believe Hitler had death camps because people just couldn't imagine a Western society doing something like that. Because they'd known about it happening in other parts of the world, and they were naive, thinking, oh, we're so civilized, you know, we can't do anything like that here. But after the war, it came out what had really happened. Eisenhower made the Germans clean up the camps and actually bury the people because even the local towns were in denial about what was going on. So I mean, denial is a serious force. But specifically, though, I see the media always lying, saying you can go to the gun show and buy an AK-47, a Kalashnikov, and then they'll show an image of it. And then the media goes, wow, you can get fully auto Russian weapons. And they use that against us. And yes, I understand in a figure of speech, it is the body of an AK-47. It is that classic look, and I've got a Bulgarian, a Romanian, a Chinese, a Russian, but they've all got different names because just like it looks like an M16, but it's not fully auto, it's an AR-15, and there's hundreds of different variants. A fully auto, you know, Colt M16, you have to get a federal firearms stamp, a license to get that. So if you bought it at a gun show or at a gun shop, and a lot of times ATF tricks good people at gun shows and sends them to prison. This is a trick. They'll show up, get a gun dealing stand and say, come on over here. I got a fully auto AK-47. And, you know, Farmer John, who's there all the time at the gun show, he sees these same guns. He goes, wow, yeah, $100, that's a good deal. They're $300 over at that table. Go ahead and give me the cash here. So you want the AK-47, right? And then they send him to prison. And so your wife bought you a variant of a AK-47, the semi-automatic street legal version, which is what you want to begin with. You don't want full auto. You want single shot. That's the way to direct your rounds. We'll be right back. Caller, it's good to have you on board, sir. I would just challenge you and your wife to not believe a word I say and to actually go investigate it. It's kind of like 70 days ago, more than 70, just a week into it, it was already in the Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida Panhandle newspapers that the Coast Guard, under the orders of Obama, was not letting the counties and cities and state authorities fix the berms. And I would get emails saying, you're making that up. Obama's a great guy. You Republicans are going to get it. And I'd see YouTube comments on videos I put out about the subject. I'm not a Republican. You know, you got to love it. Whenever Bush was in power, people send me emails going, you stinking Democrat. You're not going to get away with this, you hardcore commie. And then Obama comes in and it's, listen, you're not going to get away with it, you Republican racist. What on earth does blocking the estuaries have to do with being a Republican or a Democrat or a racist? And now it's all over the news again that they have these giant skimmer ships. One ship from Taiwan can scoop up more oil than all of the ships we've got out there currently. And it just sucks the oil in, skims the water out, and sprays the water back out the back and keeps the oil, and they go off and refine it. And by the way, these ship companies have offered to do it for free. And how can they do that? All they want to do is be able to keep the oil. They've done the mathematical calculations that if they can go out and scoop X amount of oil, they will make huge profits. That's the free market. You let them have the oil. But see, no. BP gets to get the cleanup money. BP gets to pay part of the $20 billion to its own subsidiaries to clean up the mess. They're going to end up making money off this. This is a Chicago mafia operation teamed up with the D.C. New York mob. They're going to let this disaster be as bad as it can to pass their carbon taxes. But that's coming up. Let's go back to your calls. It's so horrible. And now there's more and more mainstream news articles talking about evacuations of the Gulf having to happen. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take calls for the rest of the hour now, as quickly as possible, and then we are going to news blitz the first 30 minutes of the next hour, and then come back with your calls, and then we've got some guests from the G20 coming on. I'm going to get Larry Beecraft, a constitutional lawyer, on to talk about Elena Kagan tomorrow. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, great afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
I've never seen a person at a nomination hearing with a crazed, hateful, steel-eyed look in their eye like Kagan. I mean, this woman cannot wait to slap the American people around. And she knows that the bought and paid for Senate is going to crouch down and follow their orders. And so she's standing there in a queenly bearing, just letting them know that you are my slaves. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I'm not going to let that get me off track. Neither should those guys in the G20. I'm saying, like you said to the guy in prison, go with God, guys, and I know they will. And I wanted to ask a couple questions about, that was a neat interview with Ventura, and a couple of things in Arizona I wanted to ask about, and I'll be brief. The governor situation, I don't know much about, I'm not able to follow everything, but the governor in Arizona, I want to compare an example of what Ventura shared on your show several years ago when he was the servant of the people who have authority in Minnesota. And he shared that when those people, those black-suited, CIA, George Soros, whatever, people came into his organization or into the Capitol and told him to come downstairs, he told them, what is your business and what are your names? And they said, well, let us tell you something. He said, no, you're not telling me anything. I serve the people of this state, and you get out of here. And this Arizona thing, I hate to say it, but it's going to get to a point eventually where there's going to have to be a force of the people, and that's the only way, because our government's not doing a darn thing. They're messing the whole thing up.
No, I mean, the Southwest is in complete collapse. Mexico has collapsed. It is a failed state. There's mass murder going on 80-plus miles in. They're putting up signs saying, don't drive down this road, don't go in this national park. I mean, the country is falling apart, which is exactly what the establishment wants, because then the banks come in and take over. We are being overthrown. We are being destroyed, just like they'll bomb out Belgrade and come in and take it over, or bomb out Baghdad and come in and take it over. This is their modus operandi, and Arizona is literally making a last Alamo stand against a third world country collapsing into it. Nothing against Mexico, folks, but, I mean, it is collapsed. This is a red alert. 46 states are going bankrupt, according to Bloomberg. Red alert. The ship is sinking. We are on fire. And you've got some goblin woman in a giant clown suit. I mean, a big blue clown suit. Looks like she got out of a clown car, up there scowling at everyone with her tiny pinhead. It's just surreal. I mean, and that's the psychological tactic. They just want to overwhelm us. Think about Obama arrogantly sitting there knowing that between 50 and 100 million gallons conservatively is going to blow up. We're into day 78 on this. For 70-plus days of this, he's been blocking it. And they know it's going to come in when the hurricanes hit in the next few months. Could be even sooner. They know it's going to blow most of that into the coast, and it's going to be a disaster of biblical proportions. And then he's going to grandstand then, and he thinks you're going to forget that he blocked the aid, and then his answer will be putting a new tax on you. I mean, they are trying to wreck this country. Their banks are trying to bring us down. I appreciate your call, Mark. I mean, it's just so hard to deal with. I mean, I understand why new listeners don't want to believe me. I can't believe this, okay? I can't believe even if we had a corrupt elite, you'd think they want to keep their possession, their property, the United States in place, and run it well. You know, if I was the corrupt ruling elite of this system, I would try to have healthy people, strong people. I'd try to still have private property because I can milk more off of them, you know, with a big government through that. No. They want to wreck it. They want to fully dominate and drive everyone into submission because they want power. They don't want you living good. You look into the eyes of Kagan and you see everything that these socialist, globalist parasites are about. She is there and she doesn't care. The power elites put her into control and she has nothing but arrogance and contempt for those senators. I've never seen anything like it. She is a monster because she believes in overthrowing those elected representatives. She believes in the dictatorship of the judiciary. She is a one-worlder. She's a baby killer, folks. She's a monster. She thinks that women aren't told when they're 9 months pregnant and they're ignorant when they go into a Planned Parenthood. Oh, we could adopt your baby and CPS would even pay hundreds of thousands, or CPS would get hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, normally we'd have to kidnap your child. Go ahead and have the child. No, their prerogative is kill, kill, kill. Even if there's money involved, they'd still kill that baby. And so they're like, sure, we'll get you taken care of. Here's a special doctor. And they'll kill a baby 2 weeks from term. Kill it out on the table. That's the dirty secret. Instead of giving it to a family that wants it. And always these fake liberals. You're not liberals. You're monsters. You're lovers of death. With death and hatred for all mankind in your heart. And you know it. I remember back in high school and college, I'd debate them and they'd say, are you as a white person gonna adopt these brown and black babies? I never understood that line. And now I know the statistics. I know that there are liberal groups pushing to keep whites from actually adopting Hispanic and black babies that people don't want, or even retarded black babies. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Instead of them being aborted because it sets that deadly evil precedent and devalues their lives. And it turns out there are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are abortions. That's why people import babies in from the Middle East, Asia, South Korea, Africa. That's why there's white Christians down there fighting to adopt starving Haitian children. And the establishment says, you're not going to adopt them. You're going to go to prison, even though they got all the authorizations. You're going to let that baby starve to death. Notice you don't hear about Haiti anymore. Hundreds and hundreds, over 200,000 dead, thousands still dying a week, total collapse of their society, collapse of all their major buildings, collapse of their Capitol building, collapse of their White House, total collapse. Oh, you don't hear about it anymore. And nobody's going to be able to adopt those black babies. I'm afraid they're going to die because these people aren't liberals, folks. They're Nazi eugenicist scum. Dan in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I live in Minnesota here. And 2 weeks ago on the news, they had the churches had a – they have a nice front for – it was a gun buyback is what they said.
Catholic churches, Protestant churches. They have them in Austin. And I saw a video in Austin of people out on the street corner saying, hey, I'll buy your guns. I'll pay more than the $50 certificate. And the cops came over to the local Austin activist and said, we don't have a law, but we're just saying you're not going to be here soliciting this. Get out of here. Because, again, it's about training everybody. The image of turning your guns in is a good civic thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm the guy who called in a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember about my ex-wife working in the sheriff's department with the vaccine, giving my son the vaccines and the fluoride and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I talked to her about that, and she just basically said I need to be – I gave her all the articles, gave her the actual vaccine inserts. The last time I had my son, I told him what aspartame fluoride does, and he knows that what Barry Sitaro is all about. I mean, he's a smart 7-year-old.
But your wife, like your ex-wife, thinks she's rebelling, and she's like, I'm going to give him that fluoride, and I'm going to give him those shots, and there's nothing you're going to do to stop me, Dan. I buy into the whole system because it smiles at me and pats me on the head, Dan.
Yeah, she said, I basically need to be locked up in a mental institution. She said, shut up, conspiracy theorist, and that was her answer.
Well, at least you're salvaging your son, but I guess she's now trying to cram him full of fluoride and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
And, of course, the court smiled on her and gave her to him, because she'll do what the system says, huh?
Exactly.
Well, how old's your son?
He's 7. He'll be 8 here in a month.
You need to explain to him, just say, look, don't rebel against mommy, because the way they program women today, she'll teach you. She'll put you on Prozac and Ritalin and brain damage you, and it's part of a female form of child abuse. And men do it too, but particularly females. It's about showing the young male who's boss, and these women actually at a subconscious level get off on wrecking their sons. Say, don't rebel against her. She's dangerous. Do whatever she says, at least on the surface. Be nice to her. Love her. She's mommy's sick. And just, you know, she'll pour you the fluoride water. You take a little sip. Act like you're drinking it. Up front, if he just drinks the poison at first, she'll think she's dominated, and then he can quietly filter it or get some healthier water. The bottle stuff's even worse than the tap, on average. And then, because if he rebels, she's going to come in with more shots. She'll give him every, and when he has seizures, she won't care. She'll just get deeper into it and just accelerate the evil. Because a lot of women love guinea pigging their kids. It's like a cult of worshiping the doctors. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I did go on Dr. McCullough's website, and he had legal action there where you can actually press charges, assault with a deadly weapon through laws if she gives them vaccines.
Yeah, I know some people have had to do that. Again, you might just try to sweet-talk her before you get into a bunch of legal action. I mean, so she wouldn't even read mainstream news articles that, admit that the swine flu was a hoax and is deadly, or that Gardasil's killing all these women.
I sent her a million articles. I even talked to her about it. I said, what the Nazis use it for, go back and read history. I'm not going to read that. You can find anything on the internet. It really doesn't matter. You just print off whatever you want to make me believe it. Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
And I mean, does she run after every new shot that comes out and just takes him to the doctor like a cult member injecting him?
Pretty much, yeah.
God almighty.
I mean, that I find out about. He'll tell me. I mean, she won't tell me a thing. But
well,
I think it's
important, and
smart.
I'm not blaming you because nobody's perfect, but I think when you first get with a woman, it's – and that's why for 4 years – and I'm a failure. I'm just going to say that right now. I'm a failure. I could have probably really helped a lot of people. I have not been able to launch a social network for 4 years that works, okay? That's how pathetic I am, okay? If somebody, big company, wants to make one, give it to me. No strings attached, we'll do it. Just so I can have a thing for meetup so patriots can get together to meet each other, you know, to form families. I mean, that'd be a small part of the whole operation of what I was going to do, but we're just incapable of it. And at least at this point. And because it's dangerous. I mean, you need to know if you've got a bootlicker who worships the system when you get with them. Because I couldn't imagine having a wife that just was dumber than a box of rocks and wouldn't even look at information about vaccines. And I see these women that run out, you know, the hundreds of new vaccines that aren't even approved, but that they're allowed to give kids, and then just shooting them up with them, and the kids dying left and right with all these diseases. And just to know what it's all doing just tears my guts out. And, you know what? Maybe you should file an injunction on her. There are legal actions, and you can also pray for her. But, I mean, I understand. Look, it's a religion of hating men. A salesman will tell you it's hard to sell your family on something. I don't know why statistically, but, you know, everybody's experienced it where family won't listen to you, but they'll listen to some stranger at their door. And it's even worse between men and women sometimes. I'm rebelling against the man because you're the man. Meanwhile, the eugenicists are completely controlling her life and are just having her way with her. And you know what? Your son could die of cancer when he's 15 for all we know. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it could. And she'll still make up crap about it. I mean, she's just a floozy and just a dingbat. And I'm sorry for you, sir. It tears my guts out to hear that. I appreciate your call, Dan. I just can't imagine, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I have these yuppies who come up to me on the street you know, and go, oh, Alex, the New World Order is going to get me. As the banks collapse, as the world government takes over, as they admit the world government, as they're being conquered, they still will stop their car sometimes and make a smart mouth comment and giggle and smile. Oh, they enjoy it. They're going to enjoy the depression so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Arizona. Alex, you're on the air. Come on, Alex, you're on the air. He hung up. Okay. I got a lot of different call lists here. I got two different call lists in front of me. I don't know if I got time to go to Zach in Toronto. Zach, make it quick, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you what happened to us on the way down to the G20, Alex. But
oh, were you taught about how it is to be free?
Well, I went down with my brother and one of our friends, and about two stops, because we live east of Toronto, but we're within public transportation as far as the trains go. When we about two stops in, close to the city, we had someone come on wearing Government of Ontario, which is our train service uniform, sit right near us, and we weren't doing anything wrong. We had no weapons or bandanas or anything like that.
The point is you're being taught to submit and answer questions to secret police.
Well, as soon as we got off, when the train stopped in Toronto, as soon as we were about to get off, she was in front of us, and she sort of tapped her nose, and we were rushed by three police who targeted us. They let everyone else off, and they searched
us. Yeah, no,
us.
That's the Stasi system. This is all training them to the Stasi force, and it's always when the bankers come to town, but long after the bankers leave, they're going to keep doing this. This is East Germany. And don't worry, that woman's going to have everything she's got taken, but she's so stupid she'll never even know it. I'll tell you what, stay there, Zach. Stay there and we'll hear about how you're a criminal, a thought criminal, and the bankers that have stolen everything and $1.2 billion in security funding, how much they love you, Zach. How much they love you, Zach. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up in the next hour. Look, in my stack today, I have mainstream news articles about new GMO crops that sterilize and kill and deform large percentages, the majority of guinea pigs. Just a whole news study. And all I can do is keep my foot down on the pedal and never mind the brakes, because I got people to warn, and I'm not going to mince words anymore. I know for 100% fact that sodium fluoride attacks every organ in the body, massively increases cancer of the blood, of the bones, leukemias. I mean, I know. I have a CNN report. Now, I first saw this about 6-7 years ago and covered it. I didn't believe it at first. People would email me articles going, did you know chicken McNuggets and hamburgers and fries have silicone in it, and that it's a deadly plastic from oil? And I went and looked it up, and it was true. But let me tell you what makes me mad. It's in CNN today, and they report it like they're talking about some non-issue, like, you know, real blandly. Oh, yes, all over the world and in England and Japan, they don't allow oil. It says petrochemical derivative silicon. They don't allow that. But in the U.S., it's in the McNuggets. And, of course, evil's going to come out of that. The feds are going to take over all food production in the name of stopping that and then put even worse things in. It's that's their genius. They screw stuff up. They give the orders. I mean, literally, chicken McNuggets, ladies and gentlemen. And it's CNN. What? Why? Well, why? And I bet if that guy tells his wife, who works for the sheriff's department, you know, she's a member of the establishment, honey, at least please don't give our son chicken McNuggets. It's got plastic in it. Shut up, you stupid ape. You dumb conspiracy theory. I just can't handle it anymore. It's like I saw these four cops yesterday come in the barbecue place and everybody got scared and quit talking. Why did everybody get scared when cops came in if we're such a free country? I mean, is it their fault? Is it the media's fault? Maybe the citizens are all bad. Maybe they shouldn't be scared when the cops come in. Maybe they're all criminals. Maybe the dozen or so families and 10 other groups of individuals in there or so, there's probably 40, 50 people in there. You know, maybe they're all criminals. Maybe the four cops were the only good people. Maybe it was normal they all got quiet and quit talking when the cops sat down. And after 10 minutes, I couldn't take it anymore and had to go over there and break the silence as a human being with red blood. and show that those cops were humans too. I warned them, just like I would sometimes stop and warn a family. I don't care if I look kooky. I don't care what weak scum thinks of me. I know I'm right, period, end of story. And the truth may have driven me a little nuts, I'll tell you the truth, because I can't sit here and take it anymore. And I walked over to those cops and I said, you know, there's a world government forming. And they said, yeah, we know about it. And I said, well, you know, that's a chemical weapon in your water, that sodium fluoride. And they didn't really look at me like I was crazy. And they were, but I did say it a bit authoritatively. I wasn't being loud. I was just being very stern. I could be a lot more stern in person, a lot more focused, a lot more electric. And I literally got their attention, and I explained to them they've got choices to make and that they and their families are being killed by slow-acting binary weapons. And ladies and gentlemen, that isn't just a word. These aren't just words. The truth is so much more. If you would just look it up, do it. Do it. Bone cancer, sodium fluoride. Brain cancer, sodium fluoride. Bone cancer, diabetes. Fluoride, diabetes. If you just look at the government's own studies, they know it. They do it on purpose. I shouldn't even have to do a radio show to stop this. Everyone should instantly go out and get angry about this and go to your city councils and say, look, you little bastard up there behind the dais, you get that stuff out of my water right now, you piece of garbage, or we're going to start a recall of you, you little effeminate mayor, right now. You and Elena Kagan and all the rest of you control freak murderers, get the hell out of our lives right now. We declare war on your tyranny, scum.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What happens is I read probably 150, 200 articles a morning. Oh, I probably only read 20 of them in completion, but I scan through the others. Then I get so upset and angry, I get on air and don't even end up covering a lot of it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take calls till 20 after to get through Zach, Father Jones, John, Eric, Jim, and others. And then I'm going to cover news for the balance of the hour. Then we got guests coming up. Finish up Zach in Toronto. For those that just joined us, recap, you get on the train, you're in Toronto, you're not in political activist outfits, nothing. A woman sits down beside you. She's a spy. She alerts and has cops when you get off the train come after you. And this is all part of the East Germanization. I mean, they did hire Marcus Wolf 8 years ago to train Homeland Security. Now, of course, this is Canada, the former head of the Stasi. But go ahead and finish up your point, Zach.
I'll go as quick as I can, Alex. So that's correct. We were identified by this lady, and the police basically rushed on. They held us. This was. I want everyone to understand, this is before any protest had even started. This was at 11:30 in the morning. Protests did not start till 1. So right off the bat, we were treated as criminals when we were cited right away. They got us to put our hands up, and they asked us to provide identification under the new secret law, which is only supposed to apply 5 meters from the fence. However, we were on the train platform farther away. My brother asked what would happen if we did not comply. They answered immediately, you will be detained for 24 hours. We gave them our identification, which they wrote down everything.
You got to love that. Them. You will be detained. You will be disappeared.
That's correct, because they knew they had nothing on us. However, they figured they could hold us for the, you know, 23 hours and 59 minutes and let us free with nothing. So they were taking our information.
Meanwhile, England and the U.S. are trying to pass indefinite. You just disappear forever. And those cops would love it. How many videos have you seen of cops beating somebody up and then charging them with assaulting them? I mean, it's just they love it. They love it. And all the Elena Kagans can just steal everything.
Well, exactly. And they took down our information. Keep in mind, we hadn't committed any crimes. I asked them where the what the information was for. They said if we talked to another police officer, they could tell they'd already spoken to us.
Which means, no, they're putting you into an intelligence database. It happened to me in England 5 years ago.
Yes, so I plan on following up with the police force with that. Anyway, though, besides the point...
They don't care what you... You're a blood bag. You're there to supply them blood. You're there to supply money, boy.
They let me and my brother free eventually. They held our friend, told us that he would be set free. This took about a half an hour. By this point, we were trying to meet with Toronto Truth, the gentleman you spoke to yesterday, and we'd already missed meeting up with the beginning of their march. We waited for our friend for about another hour, and then the police phoned us, told us they'd lost his ID, wanted to know if we had it, and that they were detaining him for 24 hours. He has lots more information.
Yeah, I know. That's secret police just snatching people off the streets. Well, you need to make a YouTube testimony about it. And remember last year, or how many months? Was that last year or this year? When was the G20 in Pittsburgh that we sent doing them to? It was last year, wasn't it? Yeah. They had private security in military uniforms grabbing people off the streets and on the news, throwing them into vehicles. And they passed an emergency law in Canada where these private police can do that as well. And it's about training the police, the public, the media, that people just disappear off the streets. And now they've got legislation in England and the United States to permanently disappear you and allow your torture. And they love it. They love it. And they've got all these cops that watch Jack Bauer and think torture is cool. And we are entering hell. I mean, you know, the hedge of protection, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution is disappearing. It's almost completely gone. It's like a castle wall that's 95% blown away. There's just some rubble there. So it's kind of a heap the enemy has to run over. And folks, it is bona fide. So your friend disappeared into the gulag, huh?
Yeah,
he might slip and hit his head while he's in.
But they still charged him with breach of the peace. However, keep in mind that we were rushed while we were still on the train. We never even set foot in the city. So how he breached the peace, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, it's a religion of government to falsely charge people. But see, they're the winners. They're the cops. They work for the bankers. Ha, ha, ha. They get to write the rules, little man. You got taught well, didn't you? And there's a lot more they've got planned for you. Zach, good job. Keep exposing the Nazis for what they are. We'll be back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live well into hour number three. It is Monday, the 28th day of June, 2010. Got about 2 hours left in worldwide broadcast today. I'm going to continue with your calls, and in the next segment, I'm going to get back into the news. Justices extend gun rights to gun owners nationwide. That's the Washington Post headline. That is not true. Justices extend gun owner rights nationwide. What they did was, for the first time ever, rule that state and city governments can restrict the Second Amendment. That was one of the federal rights in the Bill of Rights that could not be touched. And they're now saying you can basically completely ban guns. You just got to claim that that's what the Second Amendment is. And that's what the ruling says. And that's what Handgun Control Incorporated is celebrating. They're saying, we finally got them. We're going to get their guns. And the media is going to spin this. Oh, yeah, they finally changed the rules in Chicago. If the sheriff or the mayor, the mob boss, says you can have a gun, then you pay all these fines and fees, then maybe. So that's just so the mafia crooks can have guns themselves and you can't. It'll be the New York model. And we're going to get some constitutional lawyers on the next few days about that. Senators signal a contentious hearing on Supreme Court nominee. That's going on right now with Elena Kagan. And we'll put an image of her when she's testifying up on screen, because all day she's been scowling, just a crazed. I mean, it's hard to hold a angry, scowling look for more than 30 seconds, and she's just like a cornered animal, just literally. I've never seen anything like this in a hearing going on before. Amazing. So we'll be talking about that. New York Times, the third depression. Paul Krugman tells it like it is and says, look, by every real economic benchmark and indicator, we're in a depression, New York Times. RBS tells clients to prepare for monster money printing by Federal Reserve, devaluation of currency. That's London Telegraph. Byrd's death may imperil finance reform bill, which that's a good thing. I mean, I'm sad he's dead, though I'm not really a fan of the Ku Klux Klan or anything. Mr. New World Order, Senator Robert Byrd is dead, died overnight. And they just put her back up on television. I can't believe they've told her to stop that scowling. I mean, I would think somebody would tap her on the arm 2 hours into her testimony and say, listen, you look like a complete psychopath. You look like a crazed demon. You look like the Wicked Witch of the East. You've got to stop. You've got to smile some. You know, we put some clown makeup on you and put some pearls on you. You look shifty-eyed and hateful. Oh, man. Take her down fast. I'm sorry, I got distracted. I cannot look at that woman just because I know she's the embodiment of anti-American tyranny. Hold on, let me just get some air for a minute. Hold on, okay.
God, why have you put people over this like to rule me and my family? What did we do? I know we killed 50 million babies in America. I know we're evil. I know we're decadent, but we're not all that evil. Please, please protect our country. Please don't put this type of evil over us. Please, please, please. God, why won't the average people out there wake up and take action? Why are we so domesticated? And God says, because you're decadent slugs. What do you expect? That's God's answer. Soft, demonic, worldly scum. Sodom and Gomorrah, Rome, we are going to fall. And in the fall of America, all of the soft slugs are going to be salted, and they're going to get what they want. So I guess God's saying, I'm going to give you the answer. You know, I'm accelerating this case of scurvy that you have. I'm letting it come to a head. I guess that's what God would say. I mean, the financial reform bill is not a financial reform bill. The headline should be, financial reform bill is Federal Reserve complete power grab and takeover of society. Even the Washington Post admitted that yesterday. They admitted that $600 trillion conservatively in derivatives, more like $1.5 quadrillion, 1,500, triple that, or right at triple, that it allows the private inner group that has Federal Reserve membership to take over any other institutions they want, unlimited power. The Washington Post said almost unlimited. Somewhere here in my stack, I'll find it and go back over it. I covered it Sunday. I covered it Friday. Again, there is a surrealness to all of this. It's so naked. It's the Federal Reserve that's annihilated us. That's the reason the dollar's being devalued. It's the reason we're in a depression. It isn't a reform to give them more power. People think of the word reform as something good, but in lawyer speak, it just means to change. So it is a reform. I guess Hitler being elected was a reform. It was a bad reform in 33, but it was a reform. It was certainly change, a time of change. I guess Stalin was a reform, but not a good one. We had a Bill of Rights and Constitution to protect us from being robbed by tyrants. And when it's gone, folks, 100% of the time, you will be run over. You will live like they do in third world countries because they are robbed by the elite. It's all going to be gone very soon. You can already see it draining away like pulling the plug on a bathtub. And the water's going down. You can see the whirlpool and the last bits draining away. And the globalists we've got running things have shown themselves to be very bloody. This isn't just going to be some corrupt system. This is going to be a hot persecution and arrest, and they want to revel in our blood. You understand that? These are aggressive people and coming in to take it. Look how Kagan's just looking at those senators for hours, just proud. And I'm not going to come in here and be intimidated. The people that bought and paid for you are putting me in. Take it. She's just... take it. Take it. She's just looking up there. She's been giving briefings on everyone. That senator's in money laundering. That senator likes boys. That senator likes to cheat on his wife. That senator's been paid off. She's just up there, and she knows she's going to get your guns. She knows she's going to get your private property. She knows she's going to ban your free speech. She's going to disappear your free speech however she wants, whenever she wants. And she thinks there's nothing you're going to do about it. All those senators were looking down when they talked to her, all of them cowed by her. Every single one of them. And she just, I've never seen somebody in a hearing. I mean, a few times she was actually going, just, you'd see little teeth. America's mine, mine. I'm Elena Kagan.
it actually makes my heart fail to know what we're going to go through. I actually get a butterfly flutter, you know, a fight or flight. My body actually, like, prepare for battle. I mean, all my instincts, get ready. You know, this is it. They're coming in. It's just worse than you thought. They're openly announcing the end of the web. They're openly announcing everything. They're going to rob everything. And Americans are a bunch of smiley face people. I mean, most Americans are great people. They're smiley, they're happy, they're goofy, they're arrested development like little kids. A nation of children having no idea the ball game they're in, no idea what they're facing, no idea the stakes. Let's go to Father Jones and then John, Eric, and others. So go ahead, you're on the air, Father Jones from Chicago.
Son, it's Dad. How you doing? yeah. July 1st is the happy 94th anniversary of the Battle of the Somme, where the Krauts knocked off 5,100 Tommy Limeys. And I just wanted to congratulate the hereditary MOI man Monkton on it. Thank you.
What a bizarre call, man. I tell you what. It's insane. You know what? The British, the Germans, everybody in that war got played by the big banks that set up these wars. And you're just a completely bizarre statement. Let's talk to John in Canada. You're on the air. He was detained at G20. Lots of people calling in detained in the land of the free and home of the brave up north. I tell you, I've told you for years, Canada's one of the worst police states I've ever seen. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex, this is the Canadian John Galt. First-time caller, long-time listener, Prison Planet subscriber.
Welcome.
I was one of the people who was detained for no reason, forced to stand in the rain for hours. People were getting drenched. People were freezing cold, having their equipment destroyed.
Yeah, well, you don't protest the bankers that are robbing you. The cops are going to show you, little man.
Well, you know, we had some signs, and we were talking to police all along, and they loved our signs. They know all about it. It was amazing.
But
I had
they still, so the regular cops are good, but the special little political units, because the word I've gotten from countless people that have been detained was they enjoyed it.
Well, you know, so they didn't seem to know what the heck was going on, to tell you the truth. They were just following their orders, right? But the thing is that about half of them, they were telling me about 9/11 and the New World Order. The only thing they didn't seem to know about was the agent provocateurs. They didn't even believe it.
Well, you know, I talk about cops a lot, and, the media shows us the bad examples of what police do, but most cops I talk to are actually salt of the earth, and it's a media psyop that we all fall into when they constantly show the few cops that are really doing bad things. That's to make the public not like the cops, and the cops feel like we don't like them, and so it's to divide us. It's just like that restaurant yesterday where the cops came in and everybody got quiet for 10 minutes and I couldn't handle it anymore. I went over and talked to them. We've got to talk to fellow citizens. We've got to talk to police. And that's good news. But I talked to the Love Police, you know, fellow that got arrested, Charlie Veach. And he said they did enjoy, you know, arresting him for no reason and humiliating him. But that's good news that a lot of police, even though they follow the illegal orders, did not like what they were doing. Look at Spain, the official police union for the state of Catalonia said, look, we shouldn't have done this, and we don't appreciate being told to do it. The Financial Times of London is reporting that cybersecurity measures will mandate government ID tokens to use the internet. You will now have an ID, NSA controlled, run by the four branches of the military that divided up to be able to get on the internet. The FCC is separately proposing a black box or software on your computer that reports everything you're doing and blocks content, but also tracks what you're doing. I mean, this is America they're talking about, the government controlling every facet of your internet surfing. Financial Times of London, Paul Watson has a key article. Cybersecurity measure will mandate government ID tokens to use the internet. From that FT article, but he expands it and gives you the background. That article is so important that get out to everyone now. And we're really breaking through on this. Our analysis of the bill was the top story Sunday, morning, the entire big link on Drudge, we've never had that before, you know, the top huge headline was president to be able to take emergency control of the internet for 4 months before it's even reviewed. All right, enough of that. I said I'm going to get to the calls, and so we're going to keep going to those, then I'll get to the news coming up. But, I mean, we're covering the news, taking your calls. Is Zach still there? Or John? John, real fast, finish up your story. So you were standing in the rain. Finish up.
Yeah, well, they had us standing there, and they wouldn't tell us why we were there, why we were being held. You know, everybody's electronics were being destroyed. But, you know, there's some other good that came out of my weekend down there. I can't tell you how many people ran up to me and wanted to find out more information, other fellow info warriors. Everywhere I went, people are waking up. It's like we're reaching the tipping point here.
Well, how dare you, try to go out and talk to fellow Canadians on the street? I mean, that'll get you disappeared in the new world order. I tell you, this is, folks, can you believe there's actually people that try to go out and stand up against the banks that are swindling us? We need to do like they've done in Greece and just hand the entire infrastructure over to them. But you'll learn your lesson. You'll learn your lesson, John, to submit to the bankers and to Elena Kagan and everybody else. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm Austinite by birth, and I've been watching you since you were on Access Cable TV, by the way.
Well, do you have an authorization to call in on the radio? Because if they can ban us out protesting, then they can ban us on the internet and our free speech, and next they'll ban calling into talk radio. Do you need to be arrested, sir, calling into a talk show for your First Amendment?
I hope not. It's my
first
time.
The FCC is proposing shutting this show off. I mean, they're openly saying shut down talk radio, so... I mean, really, I'm not even being sarcastic now. In the near future, Eric, maybe it is wrong you're calling into a show. Maybe Elena Kagan's right. Maybe all these people are right.
So anyway, did you hear me say, I've been watching you since you were on Access TV in Austin, late 90s, something like that.
Welcome, sir.
Anyway, I want to call to tell you about what appears to be potentially a FEMA location that's being built in our area.
Talking about the old mall?
No. Actually, on 183 and 29, there's an area called Stewart's Junction. About 10 miles north of that on 183, there's a shooting range on the right called Stands. Right next to it, from what I understand, my brother and my friend's been out there. I've got two pictures of it, and from their eyewitness account, it looks like what we've seen from other FEMA locations that you've given us info on.
What's there?
There's portables. There's chain-link gate around it. There's some heavy security doors on the portables. Like I said, I've got two camera phone pictures. I haven't been out there myself, but there's a whole lot of portables, a big row.
Well, let me tell you publicly where the FEMA camps are. Out at the old Robert Mueller Airport, the police admit there's a Cotonou government hangar with bolts and chains and porta-potties just waiting. They have these in any major city. The threat fusion centers are federalizing the cities right now. So that's going on. And you also, of course, have one of the old malls out off of I-35. Pardon me, guys? Yeah, Highland Mall. Jaron could tell I was searching for the name. Sometimes the most obvious stuff escapes me. Yeah, FEMA has taken over part of that mall and has their FEMA trucks out there for part of a Cotonou government. And so it's just all pretty much going on in plain view. Normally when FEMA rolls in, they do it at first just, you know, at a level that at least sounds reasonable or palatable to sell you on accepting it. But, yeah, send us those camera phone photos. I'd be interested to see that. Can you send them to showtips at Infowars.com?
One other thing that I noticed it was notable when I looked up info to give you. On trying to get the latest satellite feed picture of the area, I noticed on the Terra server, the most common one that's most updated, it looks like it's been blanked out like you see some government sites where they...
Well, that's very suspicious. Stay there.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah
I've never been with anything.
All right, look, I got a bunch of news I want to get to. We covered some of it in the first hour. We got guests coming up with reports from the G20 as well. But I wanted Eric to be able to finish up. That is suspicious. If you think an area looks like a FEMA facility and then on top of it, it's blacked out by satellite, finish up your point.
Yeah, if you look on the terrorist server website, like I was saying, the image actually is a little old, but it looks very obvious that it was blanked out, like, you know, Microsoft Paint kind of application. Same as you've seen on other government sites that they'll do that, sensitive areas. Besides that, I was just going to say that I've got, I'm passing on the info that you're putting out. I've got two of my sons that are passing on the word to their friends as well. They're young ones, but they're waking up as well.
Well, God bless you, and we've got a lot of great men and women out there, a lot of people better than I, who are taking action now, and I'm humbled and honored to know there's so many great people out there who are standing up against this new world order. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Jim in Missouri. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Jim.
Hey, buddy.
St. Louis. I called you, a couple months ago about the HTH buckets, which you are aware of. And I am aware of, since we have family members that are part of the wonderful water company. Here in St. Louis, they're known as American Water. They're not American whatsoever. So on that front, you know, people just need to realize that if you dump a bunch of HTH in a pool, you're not supposed to go in a pool. So why are you going to drink it?
Well, I mean, anyway, for those that just joined us, I have some cousins in East Texas who I've sat around having dinner with, and they talk about how, yeah, sodium fluoride's bug poison. You can put less than a teaspoon on a fire ant bed. It kills them. We've got the best water coming out of an aquifer here, but the feds make us put this stuff in there. It's from China. It's full of other poisons. We have all these newscasts where they report the same thing, not just the fluoride, but all these other chemicals. And
was a chemical operator. He retired, but he doesn't even drink the water. So that should tell you something. If the chemical operators won't drink the water, there's a problem with it. But that's not why I'm calling you. Reason why I'm calling you is we need to think outside the box, and it's getting to that point where, you know, everything's getting to be oppressed. As an example, free speech zones. Okay, you want to play free speech zones games, we can play that too. Start showing up to your protests. Turn your back to the individuals you're protesting. Don't say a word. You don't have to worry about a free speech zone. Pretty simple. They start acting up against you and pushing you around. You have a right to defend yourself. It's pretty simple. As far as I drive around with an InfoWars sticker on the back of my truck and it has an inside 9/11 inside job. You would not believe how many police officers, they come up to me, and they don't pull me over. They kind of, you know, hide in the shadows, and then when I pull over, like, to Home Depot or whatever, they literally get out of their car and come talk to me. And it's great, you know, because I'd say 80% of them are right along with what you say. I mean, they're very much aware of it. But what I find interesting is they get out of their car, they get away from their car, and then they come talk to me. They don't do it in front of the car like if I was getting pulled over or something.
Well, that's wonderful news, and I appreciate your call, Jim. I will say this. I learn new things all the time. The old adage is, the more wisdom you have, the more you know you don't know. And I will state it again as I did last hour. I more and more realize the mistakes I've made in decade plus, you know, going back to 15 years that I've been on the radio. And one of the biggest ones is just out of hand at a primitive level, seeing police as the representatives of this oppressing system and beating not a war drum, but a anger drum at the police. And then what that does is that makes the police compact more into their little cult system, And then they start pulling away from the public. The public sees that change in attitude. We pull more away from them. And then the system, the feds, the globalists, they get what they want. A bunch of compartmentalized citizens and police who happen to be citizens as well. And yes, I have been blown away by how much information police give me, how many police come over and shake my hand who are listeners, even though sometimes the show comes off as if I am adversarial towards police. They still see through all of that and you know, despite that, and are sophisticated enough to understand that I'm for real and that this information is real. And they're investigators. They have gone and looked at the claims I've made. They found out it's true. And I always oversimplify. When you go research what I'm saying, you're going to find out in almost every case, it's light years worse than I can even explain to people. That's so much of the time now, I am so frustrated by this and so sick of it. And there seems like there's no way to get out of it. And it just gets more and more crazy. But then I understand that's a psychological tactic. It's a psychological tactic of the establishment to act crazy, to act wild, to act over the top, to act domineering and absurd, so that we just kind of get overwhelmed and get conditioned to accept anything. No, I'm not accepting tyranny anymore. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to tell it like it is. And truth is greater than lies. And the pen is mightier than the sword. If you will simply take action and warn and inform people about what's going down and what's happening, there's no way they're going to succeed. That's why they're rushing to shut down the internet right now and finally openly sending up trial balloons to sell you on it and moving ahead with the control grid they've already built to do it. Under cybersecurity 3 years ago, it's already in place. They're now just trying to get the laws in place to authorize it. And they will launch false flags on the web as the pretext to take control of it. And they won't shut it down overnight. They'll say, oh, we just shut it down for a few days to protect it and to save it. And then, see, we turned it back on. And then people say, well, see, the government, those of you that complained about it, the government saved the internet. I mean, I know how their brains work. And so that's all coming. That's all going to happen. In fact, let me cover a few of these news items, and then we're going to go back to your calls here. Here's an article that's the top story on PrisonPlanet.com. This just came out in the last hour. Cybersecurity measures will mandate government ID tokens to use the internet. The move to shut down and regulate the internet under a new governmental controlled system has accelerated into high gear with an announcement that the government cybersecurity strategy revolves around issuing internet users with ID tokens, without which they will not be able to visit websites. The latest salvo against web freedom, which in combination with Senator Joe Lieberman's kill switch bill, will serve to eviscerate the free internet as we know it. Under the guise of cybersecurity, the government is moving to discredit and shut down the existing internet infrastructure in pursuit of a new centralized, regulated worldwide web. And then we have links to all their claims, all their statements, how they're openly have already hired armies of paid disinformation agents on the web, the Pentagon, the State Department. In fact, Tyrell Ventura sent me a text message the other day and said, have you seen this? And I had seen it, but I'd never covered it. So before I forget, I'm going to go to Tyrell's text message here, but don't show the phones. It's got his phone number on here. And I'm going to click on this. It's America.gov conspiracy theories, HTML. Here, Jaron, I'm just going to give you my iPhone with this page pulled up. And I want to pull this up on screen for people. Thanks a lot. But yes, I was aware of it, but I'm glad somebody reminded me of it, because so much of what I see and read and study, I never even end up getting to. I mean, that's why I keep saying over and over again, I'm frustrated, because people are thinking I'm making stuff up or exaggerating. It's the opposite, okay? I mean, you've got to research this for yourself, is what I'm trying to say. In the movie The Matrix, Morpheus tells Neo, look, I can't tell you what the Matrix is. You got to see it for yourself. But it's the world that's pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth, that you're a slave, Neo. And, of course, we're not really in a matrix like that. We're more in a Truman Show. But the Pentagon says 30 years ago they want to build a matrix. And the Pentagon describes in a declassified report from the 70s, declassified in January of 2000. See, I don't even want to say this on air because it's an actual Army report, but people wouldn't believe it. They say they want to put you in tanks like in the Matrix movie, and then that will be peace. Global peace is everyone in tanks with wires hooked into their heads in a new virtual reality with the ruling elite above us, and they're going to use us as an energy source. I mean, the movie Matrix is just throwing in your face what they plan. And the average person watches TV, plays with video games all day. All they do is sit there and watch television, your eyes actually interfacing with it, which, of course, the sight centers are in the back of the brain, so they're figuratively jacking you in. And you're being inserted into the Matrix right now, and all these top futurists and scientists and Ray Kurzweil say within 10 years, if you want a job, you'll have to have the brain chip. They already make the Mexican Attorney General's employees take implantable chips. And whether they're going to be able to do it or not, the point is the Pentagon and people are theorizing about these type of things and the type of world they want to build, because there will be no more war. There will only be peace when you're all prisoners of the Matrix. There it is. America.gov. And after all, you can't be against America. Conspiracy theories and misinformation. And they tell you that all vaccines are good for you, and there's never a problem, even though it's on the news every day, it's killing people. And they tell you that September 11th wasn't an inside job. And they tell you it's a misconception that the U.S. doesn't like Islam. And they tell you it's a misconception that the bankers are ripping you off. You know, Madoff really is a good guy. And, this is an official propaganda channel. And imagine, we've got the Pentagon openly saying that I watched Clark, in testimony from last week, say, the head of cybersecurity of Cybercom, say that we are the four branches of the military, we are operating domestically, and we are taking over the internet to protect it. Kind of like the mafia is going to, oh, why don't you put my cousin Luigi in your grocery store, and then there won't be any fires. Because that's how you pay for the insurance. He'll look out for fires. But if you don't give him a full-time job, he won't be here, but you'll send him the money once a week. He'll drop by and get it. If you don't do that, there's going to be a fire. If you don't let us run the internet and shut it off and get rid of those conspiracy theorists, there's going to be a little fire, and the internet's going to get destroyed by the Chinese that we're in business with. And you need to let us run things now. You need to let us run things now, or there's going to be a big, big problem out there. You understand that? And so we're going to take over the internet now. We're going to watch what you watch. We need to keep an eye on you. Yeah, yeah. Going to be watching everything you do. Big Sister Kagan going to be up there. Going to be watching you. After all, the Supreme Court says we can disappear your speech. And we got legislation introduced to disappear you physically, like Jimmy Hoffa. That's freedom. Land of the slave, home of the cowards. And I'm not making fun of folks with their great Yankee accents. You know I do make fun of the good old boys, too. I could do a Boss Hog for you right now. Literally. This is our town. We've been running it for 9 generations, and we don't let the little people get uppity around here. We take whoever's property we want, and we run the drugs through this area. But when we catch them young doper kids using it, we also throw them in the jail. There's a lot of opportunities to work with the government. I like Obama. I've heard him talk like that. Oh, God. But you can read about it. IDs to use the internet, meaning they're tracking everything you do and surveilling you. Filters controlling what you can see. The government, this is in the cybersecurity bill that's passed the House. Passed the Senate committee. It's pretty much a sure thing vote now. Though little Hitler Bird is now dead, but I'm sure whoever they replace him with, they need all those votes they can get. Obama internet kill switch plan approved by the Senate. That's Tech World. Here's our story up for 2.5 days at Drudge Report. It's been up since Saturday. I saw it Sunday, but it's been up since Saturday, I've been told. Obama can shut down internet for 4 months under new emergency powers. You might want to actually go read this. We have the quotes out of the bill itself. And even though this is all over the news and admitted, it's like, well, that's just the way it is. You know, we've got to do that. We've got to do that right now. But hey, the Supreme Court gave us our gun rights. No, they didn't. They said counties and cities can restrict your Second Amendment, just not completely. They never had that fake authority before, but now one of the kangaroo branches of government has said that states and cities can restrict your Second Amendment. States can't restrict anything under the Bill of Rights. And the minute they try, that's when the federal power comes in. It's a separation of powers. The states aren't too powerful. The feds aren't too powerful. And it's always that balance. And so the establishment's like, we kind of like states' rights. Yeah, states' rights says you hand your gun in. That's what the ruling says. Oh, it just doesn't mean the Chicago gun ban can still, you know, not be in place. It just means that you've got to modify it a bit. All right, don't worry. You'll still get their guns, Alito said. They said, oh. And so that's why the gun control groups are very excited right now. They're like, don't worry. We're going to get these people. We've got them where we want them, all right? They're chumps. This is meant to make them go to sleep. Now we commence with getting their guns. There's nothing these dumb Americans won't buy. And as long as we can shut that Alex Jones down and that pesky Drudge Report and those other evil talk show hosts, everything will be just fine. We're so close. Let's just keep working. Let's just keep working. Before I go to break, come back with some more of your calls and more news, and then we're going to go to Ottawa. We're going to go to Toronto and other areas to see what the G20 is up to. I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand a bread line if you have your own bread. This is wonderful, non-GMO, non-hybrid, highest quality storable food, best price out there, biggest company in the U.S., wonderful patriots. It's so important to have storable food so you're not dependent on the scumbag, degenerate government who wants to make you dependent on them, so you're not dependent on Obaminoids and the Republicans and all these people. Give them a call at 800-409-5633. Don't wait, folks, going into this greatest depression. Get the storable food as an emergency backup. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. And I haven't plugged it in 2 hours and 50 minutes, but I will now. We got the best videos, the most informative books and information at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of the books, the t-shirts, the materials also finances our operation. But more importantly, it's key info to wake sheeple up. InfoWars.com. Yep, Elena Kagan, butchering the Bill of Rights, serial offender, going after our basic liberties and freedoms. But hey, four members of the Supreme Court argued for an absolute Chicago gun ban nationwide. They argued that there is no right for you to own a single-shot .22 rifle. Four members. We've had a government that criminal that they put monsters on the bench who lied in their confirmations saying they believed in the Second Amendment. So Kagan is just replacing, one of the other droppings. But she is as bad or worse than anything I've ever seen. I mean, she is bold. At least the others have been federal or state judges. I mean, this woman's never been a judge, never been a trial lawyer, but she's a Goldman Sachs former operative. Isn't that just special? And so now, up on PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers, we have the John Wayne Kagan Gacy clown lookalike. And I'm telling you, she looks just like John Wayne Gacy in those photos with the big jowl. And I had that idea in my mind, so a listener, Steve, put this together. And wait a minute, Phil is an awesome graphics guy. Phil, where's yours? You made one. What, she's so beautiful you can't look at her anymore? And I'm someone that doesn't really put a lot of stock in what someone looks like. I don't normally talk about the cover of a book, but I mean, today, can we find an image of her from the hearings? Are they still going? I mean, she's wearing this Byzantine Queen Elizabeth giant outfit. Her hands look bigger than her head. It's like in Beetlejuice, she has this tiny head, and she's like a Grimer Wormwood or something from Lord of the Rings when he's hiding behind the throne. Your Majesty, don't listen. I mean, she's literally like in there in the meeting. I mean, what a troll-like, ugly creature. And look, I've noticed all the photos of her in the past. She's not wearing makeup and jewels, and that's fine. That's fine if she's androgynous. The issue here is that why are they dressing her up like a woman? And since dressing her up like a woman is not fair to her style, I really looked at her soul, her spirit, and saw a clown. But not a happy, friendly clown, no. A dangerous clown. Clown of our nightmares. And so I dub her John Wayne Kagan Gacy, our supreme leader. Butcher of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, vice demon of the New World Order, supreme defender of corruption and lack of due process and victim disarmament. Oh, great Supreme Kagan, you are so wonderful. You are so really big and gracious and wondrous. You will disappear our speech. You support torture. You will disappear our liberties. Oh, thank you, Lord Kagan. All right, I'm going to come back. We'll take some calls in the next little segment. Then we got some guests coming on for much of the next hour, but some more news. I'm really almost scared to read the rest of this news to you here. It's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But some of it deals with the spill. And mainstream news saying we're going into a depression. And more media talking about evacuations. Here's the Christian Science Monitor. Gulf oil spill. Could toxic storm make beach towns uninhabitable? So they're talking about evacuations in the Washington Post as well. Oil Industry Insiders, a CFR member, predicts Gulf evacuation. So we'll talk about that some, too. I did have one more sponsor in this hour I wanted to tell you about. And this is one I want you to listen up on particularly. It's one thing to own firearms to protect yourself from street criminals and criminals in other places. But it's another thing to actually know how to use them. And the best, I heard about these people a decade ago, frontsight.com. The best private, non-tough guy, firearms training, handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. It just scares the parasites to death. Know your arm, know how to use it. Frontsight.com. Get a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. Find out more at frontsight.com, like the front of your pistol. Frontsight.com. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special report when we go into the next segment on what's happening at the G20, and it's very serious. But first, we've got a little mini report on Elena Kagan. It'll just take a few minutes coming up after the break. But right now, let's continue with your phone calls today. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir. Mike.
Hey, my favorite author is Jim Mars. My favorite book is Rule by Secrecy. And I don't have it handy, but one of his big points was Sam and Chase running around and looking at state versus state military. And
well, I'm not really following you. Can you elaborate on exactly what you're talking about?
Well, he's talking about state versus state military.
Nation versus nation, you mean? Okay, Mike, I appreciate your call. Yeah, Jim's a great writer. Let's talk to Weston in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
I got two things I was mean to tell you guys about. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a little nervous.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I was up at the CBS, the local CBS. I live in a suburb here in Kansas City called Independence. And I was in there buying my allergy medicine, and I just happened to hear the pharmaceutical rep talking to the head of the pharmacy, and they were just like casually like laughing about this, but they said they were going to start that pharmaceutical companies were going to start putting statins in the water as well as lithium, and they were just, you know, yucking it up. Ha ha ha, it's so funny.
Being proposed on the news, and the of all groups, the Department of Agriculture is looking at putting lithium and statins, and because after all, you're going to be happier, and the police may have to come by and test your blood. Oh, like in THX-1138, were you avoiding, your drug dose evasion, because that's a serious crime. And yes, you need your statins, which fry your liver. And of course, the studies show are a complete fraud. And as the studies come out that the statins are a fraud in almost all cases, they push even more to now make children take statins. That's now been on the news, perhaps at age 5. I mean, it's the law. Everyone must take all these drugs that Big Pharma says we must take. So you were in there and heard them snickering and giggling. Did you talk to them?
I tried to confront one of them about it, and he kind of turned his back, like, you know, don't talk to me, jerk, or something, basically.
Oh, because he's got a special white lab coat, and again, he's on a power trip. You're just a slave. He's part of the drug guild. He's part of the elite drug guild, and you dare to try to speak to him, you rabble.
Yeah, pretty much. I also want to make another point. I'm a student filmmaker here in Kansas City. And I was helping a friend of mine do a film on the healthcare bill. And it was kind of strange because the head of my department is like diehard Obamanoid. I mean, totally buys the garbage. And I had a bunch of the points that were actually in PDF up behind me. And I was making some of the points about how the illegals wouldn't have to pay any of the taxes, and the healthcare would be rationed. And she turned and looked at me right after the final presentation of the documentary, and she said, well, that's a good propaganda piece. I mean, I just kind of looked at her like, what are you on?
Well, you remember Missouri when he was running for office. I mean, I'd heard the rumors in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Vermont, of all places, where they, you know, do have a pretty well-informed public and pretty good laws in place. Very close to our founding father's vision in Vermont. I'd heard the rumors and seen a few news articles, but then I saw the police chiefs and prosecutors on TV in your city saying, if you talk bad about Obama, that's illegal. You will not lie about him and say he's a Muslim. We will come arrest you. And that just shows those police are out of their minds. I mean, this is America. That's why we're America. We have that free speech. But, I mean, they've got free speech to criticize people in most countries. I mean, you know, we are becoming one of the most authoritative, oppressive nations on earth. And I'm telling you, Canada, it is a nightmare. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got eyewitnesses to the amazing tyranny from the G20 up in Canada joining us for about 30 minutes or so. Then I'll continue with your phone calls and news. We're into the last hour of this Monday, June 28th, 2010 edition. Separately, I can't believe CNN's being honest. Combo shots boost kids' fever-related seizure risk. Because, see, so many kids have a seizure on the way home after the triple shot, and then they're autistic after they wake up, after their IQ reduction, their chemical warfare IQ reduction. But here's CNN. But they report, it's all right. It makes your kid have seizures, but what's wrong with having seizures? Look, General Petraeus is having seizures. It's cool. It's a conspiracy theorist. Everyone has seizures. Everyone has cancer. You know, everybody's going sterile. People were always sterile. People were always dying. Drink more fluoride. Eat more GMO. But, I mean, here's the article. CNN Health. Combo shot boosts kids' fever-related seizure risk. That's CNN. CNN. Here's another one. They're all up on Infowars.com, links to it. Here's another one. This came out 3 days ago. Children over 6 months and under 9 years should have received H1N1 vaccine, yet can expect to get 2 dosages of seasonal flu this fall if the Center for Disease Control adopts recommendations for its vaccine advisory committee. And he goes on to say they're recommending another injection of H1N1 as well as the new seasonal flu shot. I mean, the last H1N1 was a hoax. It's an admitted hoax. The British Medical Journal, the European Union committee, Wolfgang Wudarg, the doctor we had on. I mean, this is a big deal. And so they've got all this unused vaccine, and they're saying, well, we'll just have the idiots, you know, the 10, 20, 30%, depending on the country, record lows, numbers of people are taking it. We'll just have all the morons take it. Yeah, they'll take anything. All these soccer moms, look, their kids. Folks, I was in a Slotsky's Sunday with my children before I went and met my parents to take them to see the old Robin Hood with whatever that guy's name was. The point is that I was in a Slotsky's, and there were literally two different kids with different families who were autistic wearing football helmets. But they were like medicalized football helmets. And these were good-looking kids who would have had futures, and they had good-looking parents. And I'll bet you my bottom dollar that all this tinkering with the genetic code and what's in the vaccines did that to them. We've had countless medical doctors on that have documented it. And I wanted to go over and warn them. Look, if you're going to have more kids, just don't do this to them. The government doesn't love you. Stop being so gullible. And I tell you, I can't really go to a movie with my kids because the row after row is just autistic children now. Pretty soon it'll be half the kids on your block can't talk and can't walk. You know, they'll be 18, you know, wearing their football helmet. And I'm not supposed to warn people. I'm supposed to be, take all your shots. Oh, it'll give you seizures. It'll give you Crohn's disease. I mean, here's CNN, seizures. CNN. Even the Communist News Network will tell you. But see, it's all buyer beware. All right, shifting out of the serious subject for a moment before we get into a really serious subject. We were able to get Elena Kagan's college fraternity photos from the men's fraternity that she's in, you know, word is she's had a sex change, and that her idol is John Wayne Gacy. So John Wayne Elena Kagan Gacy, and so there they are on PrisonPlanet.tv for you. There she is with, and of course she said that she wants to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not young boys in a basement. So that's certainly positive. And then we have another video of her on her way to her bachelor party. Here is that video, my friends. We have that video. Can we go ahead and we're loading it up? Now, it was hard to get this video.
It's Gene Ween and I'm Dean Ween, you know.
Of Elena Kagan.
Garfunkel, Peaches and Herb.
It's kind of sad you got stuck with that name.
Yeah, anyway, we're doing a gig tonight. We were wondering if you wanted to come out and play.
Great! I'm in a band! I hopped aboard that bus knowing that I was on the road to fame and fortune.
We.
Yeah.
We.
That's the name of the proto book written by a Russian based on that 1984 was influenced by. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Elena Kagan going to her bachelor party. Okay, her real name is not John Wayne Elena Kagan Gacy, okay? It's a joke. Because watching her scowl at the Congress today in a fit of cornered rat behavior, even when people were groveling to her, they kept trying to smile at her. The female senators on the panel kept trying to Barbara Boxer. I always get them mixed up. Was it Barbara Boxer or was it Dianne Feinstein? It was Boxer. No, it was Feinstein. Feinstein would try to smile. Hello. Thank you for being here. Kagan. I mean, I can't even do the face. I mean, let me try to get the face exact. I don't have a big enough double chin, but I'll try. Let me just try to channel Elena Kagan for a moment. But see, I can't get the hatred. It was like a, but more like a, I almost got the power. Look, you senators, Goldman Sachs that runs me put you in power. You'll do what you say right now. Oh, God, I almost got control. I just got to sit through this stupid thing. I'm on record saying that legislative has no power and the judiciary should run everything. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to settle down now. I've had my fun with the goblin creature for now. Let me Let me introduce Charlie Veach and Dan Dix. And I know both these gentlemen. Charlie has the Love Police over in the UK, traveled over to Canada for the G20. And, of course, Dan Dix has Press for Truth and has put out countless investigative reports on YouTube that we routinely link to up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Why is the G20 important? Well, the 20 finance heads of the industrialized world who all just so happen to be former Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase or Bank of England operatives, they always then come in. $1.2 billion is being spent in Canada. It's a total police state. They release police dogs on women in the U.S. in Pittsburgh, martial law for 3 days, no one allowed outside, randomly sound cannons attacking people. College students couldn't even one of my reporters got arrested for no reason. We have video of it, impolitely videotaping from a grassy hill, and they come and arrest him. And he watched Luke Radowski tortured in the military armory where they had him. I mean, this is real, folks. And so the banker criminals come to your town and they practice federalizing, and all the local police then become spies, spying on people at cafes, listening to your political speech. It's all over the news that they pass secret laws to just randomly arrest people and detain them in facilities with cameras over the toilets. And so to tell us what's happened in the last 3-4 days total as the global parasites come to town, are these two gentlemen joining us via video Skype. So whoever wants to go first, break down what's happening. We saw burning cars. A lot of intel says that was a staged event. The police made no effort to stop it, but they will beat up any peaceful protester with pleasure or drag you off to their facility. And it looks like we've caught the Canadian police staging events before, and the Greek and the British and the Italian and the U.S. And so but that always comes out a few months later in court hearings. What does this look like, gentlemen?
Well, Alex, just yesterday, right after we got off your show, I got a call from one of our camera guys who called me and said, Dan, we're here at Queen and Spadina. We've been surrounded by riot police, and they were arresting and detaining everybody and everyone who was encircled in that intersection. 240 people were arrested, round up, detained, and taken down town to what is now known as Trontanamo Bay. And, it's just unbelievable. Charlie and I tried to get there as soon as we could, to try to cover it. But we were blocked, at every single turn that we tried to get to. The police said you cannot get up there. The street is now closed. And, 240 people were just rounded up and detained, for peacefully, just sitting there very peacefully protesting. And of course it was all justified, because of the actions that they said took place the previous day. With burning police cars, which is extremely, extremely suspicious when you consider that these things were allowed to burn for the media photo op. These cars were set on fire by the supposed Black Bloc anarchists, and I've been sent a photo from a good friend of mine at NAUResistance.org, which shows that some of these Black Bloc guys had the same clubs that the police were using at the front of the riot line.
Well, I've seen the video and photos. They look like cops. And I said that 2.5 years ago in Montebello. And headline, Royal Mounted Police admit that that was their officers. I forget the exact headline, but it's Royal Mounted Police admit their officers attacked other officers for the media. And we caught them in Denver. I said, look like provocateurs. Denver Post headline, police posed as anarchist, attacked other police. So they do this everywhere. And if they're not cops, we've proven they're foundation funded. They're flown in.
Yeah, that's exactly what we heard from many people here on the ground. I think it's beyond any reasonable suspicion now that these people are agent provocateurs, either allowed to do this by the police or actually police.
Well, officers. Stay there. I want you guys to walk through what happened with this specifically and then get into other issues on the other side of this quick break. But this has happened over and over and over again, and it's meant to set a precedent to shut down our free speech. The same thing is done worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, and they are bringing these people in. I've had the anarchists tell me in Austin that they do work for the feds. That doesn't mean all anarchists. is all about global standardization. Doesn't matter if the G20's meeting in London or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania or Toronto, Canada. They come in, laws are passed just so private security can arrest citizens. Laws are passed so citizens have no due process and can be arrested. People are grabbed, they're secret police on trains, spying on everyone. People are just taken away for no reason. That's the headline, secret law passed allows unlimited arrest. And then, magically, the anarchists show up, the police stand back, as is in these new videos, let them set police cars in fire that are parked there, and then let the media see it, and then they pull back and are left alone. In the case of Seattle and other cities, you then catch them in government buildings or in other buildings protected by police. And I don't know how cops go along with this. Well, we've had cops speak up in Canada and the U.S. about it, and in Denver, Colorado. That's why we know about it. But going back to Charlie Veach and Dan Dix, guys, going back to this provocateur action, I think that's most important. Tell us the intel you're getting.
Well, a very interesting thing that that happened, Charlie and I were in the middle of this particular protest where everybody got surrounded. And they had blocked the street on Queen Street leading up to Spadina, the area where one of the police cars was on fire. And Charlie got on the bullhorn and said, you know, if this line is blocked, let's go north, everybody. So everybody started to go this way. And then all of a sudden, the police opened up the line and allowed everyone to go through, almost like as if they wanted us to be in that particular area where that police car was on fire. Because once we got the crowd to go in another direction, they opened up the line and said, well, let them through. So they let the hundreds and hundreds of protesters through where we were once blocked and moved us into the area where the police car was on fire. And that's where they blocked everyone in and detained us. Charlie and I, lucky enough, got out just at the right time because we came back to my place to do the show. So we just missed that by a few minutes.
So that was part of the photo op. Down the road, the Fed boys, no doubt, torched the police cars. Then they were like, come on, guys, we need you. We need the regular protesters. There's a jail cell waiting for you. You guys, Charlie just got out of jail the day before, or that morning. You guys duck out to come be interviewed by me last night, and then right on time because they could then arrest their bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. Again, we were under massive surveillance. Dan and I were getting pointed out by police officers. They had their $7,000 semi-professional cameras. And it's just for the grace of your show that we decided to duck out of this particular march. And Alex, how do you feel about the predictive programming effects of almost 300 protesters being rounded up in an urban area onto buses and taken away to a detention camp?
Well, I mean, they admit, I've seen it in Austin, I've seen it in New York City for the RNC 2004. It's done for any of these high-security events the exact same way. They bring in their thugs, they let them attack, burn a few trash cans, it always turns out they're feds, they leave, they're protected, and then an hour later, a day later, they then attack peaceful crowds saying that you were the ones that did it. And I've walked up to these anarchists before and said, you know, I know you're a fed, they're like, you're right, we're going to get you too. And usually they're communist. You know, under their outfit, they'll have a big red star on, and they're flown in by foundations, paid for by big wealthy foundations. But other times, they're actual cops. And I just hope people realize that the government's doing this as a form of false flag to demonize any type of demonstration.
Yeah, Alex, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say to the people listening, and especially people in Toronto, if you were one of the 240 people who were arrested and detained and taken to the camp, please get in touch with me at dan@pressfortruth.ca. We would like to interview you about what happened and so that we can get your story out to the world, because it's extremely important what took place here yesterday.
Oh, it's incredibly important. And we've had callers today, one of them who said they were on a train and there was like a plainclothes security woman who sat down next to him and listened to him. They weren't even in, wearing demonstration outfits or bandanas or anything. And then when the train stopped, she got off and pointed at them. And then police ran up and interrogated him for almost an hour and then went ahead and just randomly arrested one of the people. And so, I mean, this is secret police. This is East Germany.
But there was actually raids going on all over the city. The University of Toronto campus was raided, I believe it was a day ago or maybe 2 days ago, where 70 students at U of T, riot cops just came in and raided their campus and arrested them all. suggesting that they were potentially going to cause violence the following day.
And then magically there was a fire. Oh.
Right on cue.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank the scumbag idiots who gave the police these orders, because they are really helping the global awakening with their sloppy job and exposing the illusion that these people are on our side to try and help us. If it's not September the 11th...
Well, stay there. Stay there. Let's talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not just talking about what's happening in Toronto by itself. It's all interconnected. You've got all this mainstream news where the White House says, yeah, we're taking over the internet. You've got all these White House officials saying you have no right to a Second Amendment, no right to free speech, that they want to arrest people that criticize the government. You've got a banking bill that's passed the Senate committee and is going to go to the full Senate. That literally gives the Federal Reserve, in the words of the Washington Post, near unlimited power to make whatever regulations they want over other banks. The total takeover. I mean, this is a seizure. This is the same as a foreign army landing on our shores. This is a corporate global government. And everywhere they go, it's the same shake and bake. I watched them kick it off in 99 in Seattle. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And they took people to the Sandpoint FEMA naval brig. There is your FEMA camp right there. And they took them to the Sandpoint FEMA naval brig and kept hundreds of peaceful protesters. And I have the police on the news saying no one is allowed to have an anti-WTO sticker or button. And we have cops pulling women's cars over looking for anti-WTO buttons. And when they don't find them, they go ahead and pepper spray them. I mean, this is the insane mental illness, all because they hired less than 50 thugs that were admittedly, because later police came out and talked about it. We have the interviews with them, hired by a federal government-funded foundation that then came into town and then were housed in a government building after they did their one day of attacking people. Then the cops were released on the peaceful crowds. This is a system. That's why you don't see big people, you know, big crowds out demonstrating. It's simple. You go out and demonstrate now, and especially against the globalist or the World Trade Organization or anything New World Order. They just hire thugs to come burn a police car, and then they retreat, and the police attack you. And they put it on the news that you did it. And that's why we're going to hell in a handbasket. But there's other ways to protest. You can put up handbills on telephone poles. You can call and talk radio. You can start websites, Access TV, go to your city council, go to your county commissioner's court, go to your state house. You can educate people. You can unlock minds, and everyone passive aggressively can stop going along with the system and start not complying. And then they only get away with this by us complying with them. And I'm telling you, you've got to see yourselves as agents of liberty, 1776, inside enemy operations, everywhere you are. Every person that you walk by is an opportunity to unlock a mind. Everyone you see on the street is an opportunity. Every cop you see is an opportunity to inform somebody. There are so many things you can do. So many things. I mean, I know a lot of people now that are just putting, they're not fake. They're just putting their own license plate on. And let's see the foreign toll roads work on that. There are people putting up micro FM known as pirate stations that don't interfere with commercial stations. And they're putting out the truth. They don't care. People aren't going along with it. They're not being told what to do by a group of offshore banks looting and robbing us. Going back to Charlie Veach and Dan Dix, both accomplished alternative media journalists and activists out there, about what we saw happen in Toronto. Now, I guess we didn't have any police dogs, though, biting old women coming out of grocery stores with daytime curfews. I guess we haven't seen any of that type of behavior. We haven't seen sound cannons out. So it does sound like you guys are only getting a light helping of ultra police state versus what happened in the U.S.
I guess so, Alex. I guess maybe they're trying to keep their PR under control after the absolute disaster that was Pittsburgh with Luke Rudowski being arrested there. You mentioned in a few segments ago about CNN talking about seizures happening from vaccines. Well, interestingly enough, we're now seeing in Toronto the mainstream media is turning on the government and turning against the police because a few CTV reporters were rounded up, hogtied, thrown into a bus in the pouring rain, and taken to Guantanamo Bay as well, on the outskirts of Toronto. So as you see in America, the viewership for the mainstream media is collapsing, and now in Canada, we're seeing the corporate-controlled media turn against their masters. So it's a beautiful thing.
And CTV reported in one of their articles, in fact, you guys printed it for me, but I can't find it. We printed it again. Actually, Rob Dew brought it in. At the end of the article, they talk about how it appeared the police did nothing to stop the people burning the cars. So they're kind of beginning to start investigating what really happened there.
Yeah, it seems to be a big turning point. But I guess all these events are big turning points. But we need to speak out to the good people who might be working alongside the G20 puppet masters or in the police. Why are the good people not speaking out? What are they scared of? Why are they under this control?
Well, they feel like they're the winners. They feel like they're on the winning team. And even if they lean towards liberty a little bit, they still think it's safer to sit on the sideline. No, things are too dark. Things are getting too serious, folks. We're entering a very dangerous time. All of you need to do whatever you can, whether it's getting information out. If you're a police officer, you know about a unit of police that was assigned to help these private contractor anarchists come in. Just like they used an anarchist to start World War I or an anarchist to bomb Wall Street. That was the bankers doing that. An anarchist is just an agent of chaos so the system can come in. I don't mean an anarchist in its true sense. I mean these people calling themselves anarchist are normally just communist youth brigade people brought in by foundations.
Absolutely, Alex. I like to call myself a philosophical anarchist. I believe in the true ideals of anarchism against big government. But these black bloc children, most of them were very young, they were just there, oh, we're here to commit crime. We're here to just smash things up. They're just idiots. And I wish I was able to confront some of them. But strangely enough, the police didn't let us get anywhere near them because they were protecting them. So that's the way these things go.
Well, that's how they got caught in Denver. That's how they got caught in Seattle and in Canada 2.5 years ago in Montebello, for those that want to look it up. Was that they would then slip behind the police lines and be protected because I myself for 10 years and many others since then have been pointing out, follow the anarchists, follow them. 9 times out of 10, they're going to end up going to a police substation. Find them, and it's a devastating blow against the New World Order. If we can only bust them a few more times, then everyone will know that it is the government doing it. And we've almost gotten to that game over point because we've caught them so many times, but now the police are countering that, really protecting their operatives.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in learning about what happened in Montebello, they can check out a film I produced called The Nation's Deathbed. We documented the entire event that took place there. And me and Charlie have been working hard at the G20 to document everything that's going on, but the powers that be have been trying to stifle our efforts. On the key day, my website went down. Anytime I try to have any communications with some of my camera guys, my cell phone would just drop out. When I came back to try to upload raw footage to YouTube, entire 3-4 minute chunks were cut out and all the audio was out of sync. So I was forced to put it on the Press for Truth Facebook group. So there are clearly people out there trying to stop independent journalists from getting the truth out about what actually happened in downtown Toronto.
Well, that's a central point that you just raised there, because when I was at Bilderberg 2008 covering it, we knew Obama was coming. He shook the media. He was there. The media for 2 days ran around like idiots trying to find out where he was. We knew. We told them. We called local newspapers, and they just said, we're not allowed to report. But the day before they threw us out, all of this NSA and Mossad and military personnel and Secret Service were taking over the ballrooms and side offices and had surveillance equipment. And I actually walked by rooms and heard them going, I'm going to get that Navy satellite. Well, how do you patch through on the Army satellite? Wait, I've got him. I've got him. Yeah, we've got protesters out at the front. And I'd be sitting there getting a Gatorade in the gift shop. And there'd be an office listening to, I mean, just spooks running around everywhere. And then I would try to call my guys, and they'd
somebody pop on the line and laugh at us and then cut it off, my cell phone, I'd call my wife and say something to her, and they'd call her up and make threats at her and tell her what we just talked about so she knew it was the government. So, yes, when you have these special national security, international security events that cost $1.2 billion in security, they're bringing in private contractors by the tens of thousands. It's a giant exercise in Google-type technology, which they now admit is illegal, and states are looking at indicting them, scooping up everybody's digital transmissions and decoding it without warrants. We had G20 security call us when we saw the footage of the guy being grabbed in Pittsburgh and crammed into a car by guys in military uniforms into a Champaign police car. And it went up on Drudge Report, and people were saying, you know, snatch and grab, goons kidnap activists for no reason. And they put a press release out. First, they called us, and I could hardly believe it, but I called the number. It was G20 Security in Pittsburgh. And I talked to them, and they said, no, Mr. Jones, that video is our private security personnel authorized by city emergency code, and they said it, to be detaining active troublemakers. But the issue is, we later learned, because I could tell by the video, it was fake. They were out with their own operatives grabbing protesters out of crowds to create a psyop and scare people. So it's all about theater of the mind, what Charlie Veach was just saying about selling you that you're going to be snatched, you're going to be grabbed, don't come out to these, don't mess with the bankers. And of course they're patched into YouTube. Of course they're editing what you're doing. This is an exercise in warring against us. We're the legitimate people saying we don't want to be raped by the foreign banks. We don't want to go into serfdom like Greece or Iceland. And they're saying, no, you're going to feel our full might. And so they are testing, and they admit this at each of these events, how to bring in their internationalization of a city, how to have secret police, how to have their criminal operation dominate everyone. This is about the city and your state, your region, your country going under globalist control. And they are under globalist control in these events. This is about your city going under foreign private corporate control. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to just touch upon that as well, Alex. I'm just so proud of the Toronto residents and the other associated protesters for the incredible restraint they showed amidst such police thuggery. The New World Order, they want a violent response from the public right now to further speed up their imposition of this technotronic advanced slave society. I believe right now, as what you're doing, Alex, is what Dan is doing, is what I'm doing right now, we just need to unlock people's minds, wake them up. But I just want to give a warning to the New World Order that death-worshipping fascism has always failed throughout history. And as long as tyrants die, liberty will never be stopped. Throughout history, we have always won, and we are guided, we are divinely guided, and we will do whatever it takes. If they become much more fascist, we will resist the same way that they resisted in World War II Europe. We will do whatever it takes to defend what we believe in, because we are human beings, our lives have value. And we will not take it. But right now, they're not forcing people to join the armed forces. They're not forcing people to go into McDonald's. They're not forcing people to take vaccinations. They're using mind control.
Well, they're trying, though. They're starting to get ready for that, though.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, other points that both of you want to make about what you've witnessed while you're there?
Absolutely. Whilst we were running down to Queen and Spadina to cover the mass concentration camp roundup of those 244 reporters and civilians, Dan and I got searched about three times, and there was a boy, must have been about 17 years old, who was running through the rain. He was giving us a quick interview, and then an unmarked car came blasting around the corner. Six officers jumped out and snatched him off the street in front of us, and then one of the officers, in fact all six of them, came into our little cubbyhole away from the rain. And they started pointing at Dan, saying, oh, yeah, we know you. You're a known conspiracy theorist. Oh, yeah, and we know Alex Jones. He's that tinfoil hat wearer. So they were mentioning you as well, Alex. So you can imagine the intelligence reports they get given about people like us, about how we're just crazy, paranoid, anti-government loonies.
I guess Goldman Sachs hasn't stolen $600 trillion, according to the Washington Post. I guess we're not going into a depression. I guess they didn't lie about WMDs. I guess they're not torturing people. I mean, don't these police understand what they're helping to build?
I don't think they all do. I think, as we saw, a lot of them are chosen for their obedience, psychological acquiescence to power. As Alan Watt from Cutting Through the Matrix talks about, in the psychopathic hierarchy of control, they worship people more powerful than them, and they hate people less powerful, like the general public. So it is a kind of egomaniac, sadomasochist enjoyment of power. Which
Well, it is a power trip. I mean, a lot of these people who do work for the government never had success in life, and suddenly they're given a badge, a gun, all this power. But it's coming out everywhere that everything we've talked about is true. I mean, they would say 5 years ago that I was a kook, that there was, you know, they weren't going to set up cybersecurity when I'd read the Pentagon plans for it that were public. And now they're openly saying, yes, we're going to track you. Yes, we're going to spy on you. Yes, we're going to shut you down. Yes, we want to arrest people that tell conspiracy theories. I mean, what do they think is going to happen when they start trying to arrest people for their speech? Everybody's been fighting as hard as they can to keep this peaceful. But I don't think they realize we're not the poor, disarmed Russian peasants. We're not the disarmed Germans. And not everybody is a pot-bellied, decadent slob. I mean, I don't think all these little kids in black uniforms realize that they are really starting something that isn't going to end well.
No, I agree with you, Alex, 100%. Across the world, I think people are ready to do whatever it takes because we've got nothing left to lose. I mean, they've taken away everything, and they're trying to take away the very last vestiges of our freedom. So we need to ask ourselves, are we human beings or are we slaves? And it's a fundamental point. And I truly believe that the victory is already half won the moment we spiritually and psychologically say that we will not take it anymore.
Well, I agree with you. We've got to get angry. We've got to get comfortable speaking out in public. And we've got to get really aggressive at InfoWar, not just with T-shirts or banner hangs on highways. What one person can do in their neighborhood, putting up 100, you know, simple computer printouts, black and white with a message or a website or micro FM or AM or you know, local, you know, TV broadcasts that go into a few neighborhoods or, I mean, people have just got to make a scene. They've got to get aggressive. And every day, videos and articles and information gets sent to us that people are producing that does get the word out. And of the artist and people just turn their power loose. I mean, who's that artist that goes up and paints billboards with anti-corporate messages?
Banksy.
I think one of them's English is his last name.
Yeah, his name is Banksy.
Yeah. I'm not saying people should do that in face of this tyranny, but my point is we haven't even begun to fight. We haven't begun to take everything back. And they're trying to intimidate us now. They're trying to beat us into submission. They're trying to sell us on shutting up because we do have power. And so the answer is don't shut up when they intimidate us. Get 10 times louder.
No, absolutely. And I'd just like to say if anyone who is prominent in the truth movement gets arrested or detained for some rubbish reason, I would really like to see a mass jailbreak of thousands of people just turning up outside this prison and really putting the prison guards on the spot. Because there's something about vast numbers of people which really terrifies the black paramilitary, psychopathic, lower-level security agents. And when they see that people will not stand up for this kind of tyranny in one massive movement, then they might be suddenly educated.
Well, they need to pick a side. I mean, this is tyranny, period. It's time for these people to quit laughing at us. They need to make a decision. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a final segment. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I appreciate everybody tuning in today. This is systematic twisting of our police, systematic twisting of the citizenry and the media to accept all of this. The good news is I'm seeing even the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal admit that this is an engineered depression. Because not everyone in media and government is controlled. They're compartmentalized and controlled by the propaganda. Once the propaganda, you know, the sleeping gas is sucked out of the room, people start waking up. Most people are not truly evil. When you talk about a Dick Cheney or a George Bush or a Cass Sunstein, those people are evil because we have their writings. Obama is evil. I mean, he's continuing the torture, the wars.
saying it's good. They know. I mean, these are people. They've got, again, legislation introduced to arrest citizens for any reason and have you disappear into a black hole. The same thing in England. And I keep repeating that because, you know, it's now mainstream news. We have 46 states. Here's Bloomberg going bankrupt. 46 states. That's why they've been. You notice as soon as they started selling derivatives in 99, they started setting up a police state. Because the IMF and World Bank have done this in countless third world countries. They've done this over and over and over again. They know what they're doing. And they know you're going to end up rioting. So I don't want violence, just like these anarchists gave the system a pretext to crack down. We want to peacefully go out and get the moral high ground and point out to the general public who the real criminals are. But down the road, if they start trying to arrest political dissidents and take us to death dungeons, it's going to be like Robin Hood all over again. People aren't going to have a choice, and you will start seeing black arrows flying. And that's what happens when the badge and the government becomes a complete tyranny. I'm fighting to avert this as hard as I can. But as JFK said, those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. Or those that make peaceful change impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. I'm paraphrasing it. But going back to Charlie Veach and Dan Dix, again, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But it's very important to contact those guys up in Canada, especially Dan Dix, because he'll be able to put together, he's a good filmmaker, a piece that will be able to live on and inspire people to understand what the G20 does when they come to their area. Guys, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to go back to Dan Dix and just say this. Specifically the police knew who you were and knew who Charlie was, and they were also concerned about me.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been approached, 30 or 40 times by police. 95% of them look like they don't like me or what I do. There was a very small percentage of guys who would be like, hey, you're that guy, right on. Very small percentage of the police seem to like what I do, but definitely I'm getting recognized now because of the videos. We are going to be putting up a new video tonight. We're going to be working very hard on it for the next few hours, and basically we documented everything that happened on this weekend, so people can tune into pressfortruth.ca to check out the new video that we should have up online tonight. And also, in a few hours, Charlie and I are going to be going down at 5:30 in downtown Toronto at College and Bay Street, which is the headquarters for the police, to send them a message, perhaps get on the bullhorn, maybe read out the oath that they swore to uphold.
Well,
and let them know that...
Good job. People should join you. We're out of time. Gentlemen, continue. We're out of time. Great job to my crew. There is the G20, the bankers, deciding our future and spending $1.2 billion of taxpayer money and violating free speech.